For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Man, welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We got a packed studio for you. We're super excited. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We think we got Ari coming on Skype, so as soon as the Jew Nose is here, we will broadcast them live to you guys.
He texts me at 10 a.m., we good today? We good? And I'm like, yeah, man, Chris Porter's in. We got everybody in. We'll be ready for you.
I think I'm going to give you the
ringing.
Best comic impersonator. I think you do the best impersonations.
The only impressions I do are comedians or people that, like, everybody that store gets famous, I'm the new Rich Little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just touring, doing me, and I'm just following Theo Von. Hey, man, just good, glad to be here, man. Just trying to get right with Jesus. That's what I'm not trying to mill around here with all y'all for eternity. I'm trying to get to the afterlife, so I appreciate
that. What about
that.
Adam? What does Adam think of Theo?
Oh, fuck. I got another fucking text. God damn it. I'm going to blow my fucking brain. I swear to God, if one more person talks to me on a fucking Monday, I'm going to blow my brain out.
But try to talk to him on a Monday, dude. But to learn. What did you learn think about all that?
Dude, you're fucking good. Eat pussy, rock and roll. Spin that fucking disc I burned you, man. Dude, listen to Ryan Adams. Listen to the fucking Crows, dude. People fucking forget about them.
Yeah. Speaking of the Crows, joining us is one of my favorite people, not only as a comedian, but just as an overall human being.
Great guy.
Great guy. Loves the Royals. Loves that Kansas City barbecue. Our good friend. Welcome to the show. Is this your first time?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Chris Porter, everybody.
What up? Living the dream.
Welcome to Punch Drunk. And join us as always, or whenever she can, whenever those kids are on their own. The Fat Nanny, everybody.
The Fat Nanny?
The Fight Nanny.
The fight nanny.
First it was Fat Nanny, then it was Fight Nanny.
Oh, it's good to be back.
I noticed that you only show up right after, like, a fighter that you want to fuck fights. And then you're like, coincidentally, I don't have any kids today.
I actually got a text asking if I could go, and I said, I'm sorry, I already have a job. So this is a job,
you guys. Every time that Chris Wyman or a Diaz brother fights, the next day I picture, like, three little kids with, like, backpacks on just standing outside of a corner waiting for you to pick them up.
So we understand that she has a certain look in her fighters, which is
not really.
Not super shredded, just like dad bod. In shape, brunettes. That's what it really is.
Yeah, it's all dark hair.
It's darker dad bods, but like early stage of dad bod. Because both those guys aren't, all those guys aren't shredded at all.
Weidman to Diaz in personality wise couldn't be polar opposite.
I want to be with the Weidman, but like the Diaz is like the bad boy you want to like.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's just talking.
There's no personality when you're fucking.
Yeah. It's pure fucking she's going off of. She's not going off of who she want to have lunch with or fly across.
But that's
country.
Not true. Chris Weidman, she's like, I want to date you and have conversations with you. You're my favorite.
Right.
But Diaz wants, brothers, I want you
to DP
send me to therapy.
Yeah.
Or DP and Sam talk. But I mean, yeah.
I didn't make that up.
That'd be weird. DP and a chick with your brother.
Yeah.
I think DP and a chick in general is probably going to be pretty fucking awkward.
It has got to be weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like the old Rogan joke where you're just like, there's a guy, you know, you a guy across the way has a boner, you have a boner, you don't need the girl anymore.
Yeah. I don't even want two guys in the same room with a boner. Like, if someone else is like, man, I'm rock hard, and I start to notice for some reason I'm getting hard, I'm leaving the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like me and my buddy both just rock hard dicks sitting in a room
together.
I've
had a couple devil's threesomes. One was
I can't imagine you ever having an angel's threesome.
One was where my buddy was in the front seat and I was in the back seat.
Yeah.
And we were just lighting this chick up. And he's like really aggressive. I'm like, dude, you're killing my buddy.
That's the only way I'd do it. I'm not.
Oh, your buddy's just like, ah!
I'm not getting on the same end.
Yeah, that is weird.
There's no way. I'm ball tapping another dude.
Yeah.
I would just eventually be like, hey, bro, can we ditch the chick? Because I'm really digging this vibe.
Yeah. Well, let's just rub our dicks together.
Hey, babe.
Let's see if we start a fire.
Hey, babe, kick rocks. Me and my boy want to hang out for a bit.
You and your membrane, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Is that why we call gay guys flaming? Because they rub sticks and start fire?
Hey, man, there's too many tits in this car, so kick rocks, bitch.
A lot of stuff going on. We'll get into a great week. A lot of things I've said on here have come true, and I'm going to gloat, do a victory lap, and I'm sure I'll get a ton of hate tweets, but we'll get into that. Real quick, let's get into BetDSI. Did anyone make any bets on these fights?
A lot of people did.
BetDSI, I didn't this time, and I went through who I would have picked, and I would have won it.
Oh, yeah. Here comes, ladies and gentlemen, the Gabe Killian of hindsight betting.
It's true. I said on air, I said Conor was going to win because they needed a fucking trilogy.
I was 50 for 50, but I didn't lay any money down.
Another great Gabe.
All 50 of my
picks. Do I have an impersonation? Yeah, I'll take it.
I just have your Mickey Mouse laugh that you do.
Okay. BetDSI for all your bet needs if you want to make some money. I mean, the Olympics are over, but now we're starting to get into that football action.
Can I send a shout-out for BetDSI to a fan?
BetDSI, you?
Last week, we sent out some dares for some of you guys to have the balls to place some bets on some preseason football games. And God bless you fans. You guys put money on preseason foot, and that's a dangerous thing to do.
That's absolutely a dangerous thing to do.
That's a
ballsy move. With fire that two dicks have
and
started.
It's like we were saying, man, take the under.
Yeah.
Take the under. You got all these guys coming in that don't know how to play. You got a lot of mistakes, a lot of missed field goals. Take the under on these. And like three or four people tweeted winning parlay cards.
Wow.
From going to BetDSI and betting on preseason football. So congrats to you, and kudos for having the balls to take our advice.
Use Punch Drunk Sports. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, get $10 betting cash. It takes about, honestly, two to three hours.
A couple hours.
To get it. Make those bets, man. And then we also got Caveman Coffee. Go to Caveman Coffee, use promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and get some discounts on that coffee. They got coffee, teas, crystal meth. Get that
chocolates,
shit
all kinds of chocolates now. All
10%
kinds
off.
Of- that's gotta be nitro coffee. They got all kinds of shit. That shit always sells out too. So if you go there and you're looking for the nitro coffee and you're like, oh, they have some, buy it if that's what you're thinking about doing. Because when you go back to the website 2 days later, it's always gone. They stock it, it sells out. So if it's stocked,
then
that's what you're looking
for. It's like that premium cocaine.
Oh, it's incredible. I can't drink three of them.
I love snorting it. It's so weird. You put the straw on up my nose, I just gack it out.
Leave it to Tripoli drowning, snorting coffee. What happened to Sam? He drowned. Oh, my God. Well, how? Oh, he was snorting coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing
3 inches deep and some black grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Also, that's got to be a shit way to start your week, losing on a preseason football game.
Yeah.
Because some dude that's working at Jiffy Lube next week didn't catch a pass.
Yeah, 100%.
No shit.
Yeah.
But it is weird that most of these guys that are even going to get cut, this is the first time they probably haven't been the best guy on their team. Like, what a weird moment that must be when you're like, I was dominating everywhere I ever went.
Well, you see that with Jared Goff, the new first overall pick for the Rams, quarterback, great guy. I mean, they really bought his brain. I mean, if you watch the Hard Knocks, have you seen those yet?
Yeah.
He looks like, you know, because you see it's all this training camp and all these, you know, big-ass, grown-ass men are walking around with their shirts off. He looks like a ninth grader walking around with, like, in the locker room of the UFC.
He's got that dad bod that we're talking about. There's no fucking shreddedness.
It's not even a dad bod. It's like it looks like he hasn't hit puberty yet.
It's a nephew bod.
But Andrew Siciliano, big shout out to my boss.
Shout out.
Is there interviewing him briefly at one thing, and he's like, this is the first time you've never started in your life. So you figure 6th grade, 8th grade, all through high school, all through college. Not only did he make the team, he was the star starting quarterback. Now he looks, I don't want to say he looks like shit. He just looks overwhelmed. he ain't starting for a while.
Yeah.
And it's got to be just, like, mind-boggling to somebody like that.
The NFL is just such a different game. Like, you're, the physical prowess that you once had is now gone because everyone's fast. You have to be
NBA.
Smarter. Like, look
you
at
can't come out of high school and be like, oh, wow, I'm going to make the team, maybe even start.
Like, look at some of the players that make it in this league that didn't do shit in college. Like, look at, I mean, I can't think of, you know, there's a, like, look at Brady. He wasn't a superstar at
Michigan. He wasn't a starter.
No, you know what it was? He actually, his story's very interesting because they couldn't start because this guy Henson, I believe was his name, was the baseball super prospect, and they would gave him the game. They gave him the start, and he would shit the bed, and then they would throw Brady in, and Brady would come in and win it at the end. But they had to start him, the other guy, because he was the bigger recruit.
Yeah, but normally that would be you'd be screwed. Like if you went to the NFL with no college playing time,
yeah,
good luck.
Which I would that would be my move. But like, hey, man, you're not even good enough to, like, be the water boy. Well, then fuck you. I'm going pro.
Yeah. Look at Terrell Davis. Like, he wasn't huge at Georgia, and then he came in the NFL and blew it up. And
well, there's also guys who couldn't start because the guy in front of them was, like, this huge name. Like, wasn't it like Barry Sanders didn't start because Thurman Thomas was ahead of him? Or there
for
was
a
some
year,
guy,
for a year,
yeah. Like, he didn't get the field because of Thurman, even though he was obviously way better. Thurman Thomas was just.
And as a football fan, I like that because you know you can get these guys with quality talent, and let them hold a playbook for a year and let them watch somebody actually, you know. And then when you get him in, he doesn't have tread on his tires. He's you know what I mean. I mean he has a lot of tread on his. He's not like some guy that's just been fucking overused and abused. We saw that with Robert Griffin. RG3 was just thrown into the fire at Washington.
By crazy people.
And by year two and a half, man, he had the body of a guy that's been in the NFL for 6 years.
Well, I did say that those legs were small, and it turned out to be true. They're too thin, man. But I
Robert
like
Griffin
him
is the Derrick Rose of the NFL.
I like him in Cleveland, dude.
So
they
do I.
Had
he's had a year off. He's had a year off, and he's
projects.
Smarter.
Terrell Pryor, that guy. Dude, you see that catch cut? Anyways, let me finish this up. So then we got a lot of stuff going on. We have, if you go to use the Amazon links on punchdrunksports.com, check that out. We're also going to do our raffle very soon for our Patreon. Go to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports. Some of you guys have been donating. Thank you so much. We sent out our Dirty 30 t-shirts. You guys got those. He hasn't called in.
He said he can call him right now.
Okay. Oh, well, we'll call him.
Yeah, if we call him, we can take calls. If he calls us, we can. Is that right, Aaron? Yeah, we have to call him or we can't
so
take calls.
So, got going on Patreon. All that's going in. We're working on a new website. The new website's going. We have our about 19 podcasts on the podcast channel. Check out punchdrunksports.com for a new sports podcast done by comedians every day. What's going on? Oh.
You can't hear us.
Okay, do we got to plug this in?
I can hear you. I'm just trying to tell you to keep it positive.
Keep it
hang on, we're going to plug this in so we can hear you in our cans, man. Can you hear me, Ari?
Holy shit, a 607 call. I'm not taking it. We're not taking calls to the end, right? Is that the rule?
Sure, unless anybody knows of anybody that's calling in.
All right, and then we got Double Ari. Double Ari. So that's it. Go check out the website. Again, we got Brody C. We just had the Dirty Sports Guys. I don't know if you guys know them. The Dirty Sports Guys are now on the Punch Drunk Sports podcast channel. Our new website should be up soon. We're getting that all fixed. So donate to Patreon. It's helping us build this whole website. And a t-shirt should be up very soon. Dates. Oh, the gates. Where are you going to be? Jason, you go last. Where are you going to be, Chris?
Oh, this weekend I'm headlining Thursday at the Cincinnati Brouhaha Festival.
Love it.
And then the weekend.
What?
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
Shut up.
I like it.
And then the next weekend, I'm actually recording my new record in Omaha.
By the way, how good is that picture of Ari?
Yeah, I told you it's been good since he's at his new place in Wizardland. When he was at the other place.
It was a hotel. It was a shitty hotel in Dublin.
Yeah, it's really
fuck
you're
Dublin.
Coming in clean.
Fuck
dude.
Dublin and fuck Ireland. And we'll
so
get to that.
One more time real quick because the Jew cut you off.
I'm recording my new record in Omaha the first week of September.
Oh, nice.
I'm almost done with my album. My manager's like, if you put it out, you can't do it as a special. You're like, nothing's guaranteed, dude. I'm just want to put it out. I'm just ready to put it out.
That was me, too. They're like, you're going to have to wait.
What's
to
your
do
album going to be called?
I don't know yet.
What's yours going to be called?
I'm debating. It's either going to be called The Diabolical.
I don't know yet, and I'm debating. Are both really good titles.
I don't know yet would be good, and I'm debating. I'm debating it.
It's either going to be The Diabolical or Inspirational Stories of Debauchery.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be called, mine's going to be called Ari Shaffir Loves This.
Yeah, Ari Shaffir. Where are you going to be, Ari? You're going to still be out there, right?
I got a Scandinavian tour coming up September 7th through the 11th.
Stop. Please put more food in your mouth when you talk. That's really good for an audio podcast. That's really great. More food. You go.
I think that
Oslo.
So Ari's living the life. We'll also get Ari turning down the fight. We had a chance to fight in October. He turned it down.
Oh, I got to hear about this.
A lot of people say he's running, and a lot of people are correct. I'm going to be at the House of Comedy this week in Minnesota. Super excited. Come out. I got T-shirts. I got my own T-shirts. I'm going to bring some International Bad Boys T-shirts. And it should be fun. One of my favorite clubs. I love playing the Minnesota. You know why I love playing the House of Comedy in Minnesota? Pita Pit in the mall. I get to go eat Pita Pit.
Oh, yeah.
They went
Pita
I
was
Pit
betting
anyway.
A farm you were going to say something about the Minnesota cocaine.
No. There's
it's always Canada.
No, but that is in Canada. But I love the Pita Pit, and it's the only place left that has Pita Pit. So I eat it every day.
Okay.
So that's why I love it. And then again, the following week, I will be back in Vegas. So we'll see what happens. Where are you going to be, T?
I will be at, I'll be in Vegas, not this weekend, but next weekend with Sam Tripoli at the Naughty Show. I'm excited for that. I am going to be at Riddles in Illinois in December.
Riddles!
Yeah.
My old favorite club.
I was there with you when you had sex in a walk-in cooler.
Yeah.
You were there while
I did it? That wasn't called Riddles. Was it called Riddles?
Yes, it was Riddles. That was the Kalamazoo Riddles.
Yes.
Which I don't think any longer exists, but there's still the Chicago one. But
they
I'm doing
failed
that.
Their health test.
Me and Favorman are doing that. So
is
I'll
Brandt
be there.
Doing it still?
What's that?
Brandt?
I don't know who owns it.
I don't think Brandt. I think people used to work there.
Dude, remember when we, that was me and you, when and he had these two crazy big security guards, like Tate Fletcher kind of sized guys. I thought they were like, down for a goof and like cool because they were goofing around a lot. So me and Sam and maybe Bartnick, whoever else was with us, we go out to like a Denny's kind of Mel's thing at like 3 a.m. with Brandt. One of his security guys like falls asleep in the thing. So I'm like, oh, this guy likes a nice goof. So I get my balls out and I stand in the booth behind him and I like put my balls on his shoulder like the pirate's parrot. And they take a picture and everyone's having a good laugh and I sit back down and Brandt's like, everybody delete those pictures. Don't ever let this. Like, he will murder you.
Yeah.
Like, he is a straight up killer. He's been in prison, like, prison for, like, assault and battery for, like, 5 years. Like, he is going to destroy you if he sees your balls on his. I'm like, anybody, you didn't see me get my balls out? No one saw me perched behind him? You could have warned me at any time.
Yeah. Too busy.
Four people are taking pictures of my balls next to a murderer. At any minute, you could have given me the Suge Knight hand signal. Fucking guys. But anyways, I'll be at Riddles in December. On November 4th, I will be at the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, recording my new album, Return to the Red State. I will be in La Jolla in September with Theo Vaughn. And I will be at Suicide Bombers in Fallujah for their 7th grand reopening. Something seems to keep happening there. I'm not sure what, but I'm happy they're having me back.
When are you recording your album?
When?
Yeah, where and when?
At the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, November 4th. They just had Kyle Kinane, they had Brian Posehn. It's like a cool little rock club.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
Look at me.
It.
I'm happy for you.
I appreciate
there
that.
There we go. Telly Savalas that shit.
And then finally, I will also be in Cincinnati judging their, I'll be at Fat Chicks in Cincinnati judging their annual dry t-shirt contest. So if you just like to see dry women that are a little overweight, come by and watch me judge them.
Real quick, we forgot to announce next week we're going to do hopefully our Patreon drawing. And we're also going to do our Facebook drawing. If you like our Facebook page, which is
which is facebook.com/punchdrunksports. If you're one of the people who follows us, likes us, you're going to get a free t-shirt. All right, so hit us up. More fun giveaways. And that's it, man. Follow us on donate to Patreon. We're trying to grow this shit, and it's going good. So, guys, a lot of great stuff to talk about. Where do we start? Ari, any fun
stories? 202, may as well.
You want to
talk about the elephant in the room. I thought it was a great card.
Well, it's my theory. It's my theory that it's never the cards you think are going to be great. Like when they're like, we've stacked it with the best. Number 5 takes on number 7. Number 3 takes on number 4. Like, those guys have so much to lose that sometimes they fight not to win.
Well, you had one and two guys. You had one and two going. That was a good fight. I mean, granted, it was 15 seconds, but that was 1 versus 2.
Right, but it's never the cards you expect. It's never the cards you expect to be
great. Yeah, 200 had so much. 200 was like finally getting to fuck like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yep.
And you thought about it for so fucking long, and then when you do, you're like,
she just laid there.
Yeah, it's kind of like, whatever.
She could be dead. I'd hit that.
You say that, but that's the expectation is what I'm discussing here.
I just think the dryness, if she was dead, would ruin it.
As long as those tits still jiggle, I don't give a shit.
She won't. Rigor mortis is set in. Rigor mortis won't jiggle.
Oh, you'd have to get in there early, like in the first hour.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, yeah.
That would tell you.
You'd almost have to kill her yourself.
Did I ever tell you the time I ran into her, Ari? Did I ever tell you that story? Oh, it's the worst. So I was partying all night long. I was doing coke. I was drinking. And
it's what, Thursday?
Dude, when you say you're partying all night long, we know you're doing coke.
Yeah, that's
you don't
true.
Have to.
Not really. Not necessarily with me. Code? I can drink.
Like, dude, we smoked weed and we just stayed up for 4 days.
Dude just took
not a four-dayer,
so
but I could probably get a 16, 17 hours straight of drinking without blow. But anyway, so I'm walking
what time
by.
Do you start drinking?
Well, I would usually always start in the day. Who starts drinking at fucking 10 o'clock at night?
So you're telling me if you start drinking
people?
At 10, you could stay up to about 2 in the afternoon. If you start drinking at 10 at night.
I've had 10s to 10s. I've had 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. to 10 a.m.
No way, really? 10 a.m. to 10 a.m.?
Sure.
10 a.m. to 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Of just straight drinking, no drugs, no. Red Bulls, nothing.
Just leave it off for 2 hours, but then go right back to it.
Okay, but that's not 10 to 10.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you take a nap and wake up and keep drinking.
Yeah, but that's the start of
it. I'm saying I went to bed for the night. I'm saying I woke up in a chair and it's like, oh shit, I passed out.
Well, I guess
go back to the beer.
We're fucking. When people go, dude, we fucked all night. That's a lot of sex with a nap. Wake up, fuck some more.
Yeah, that's still fucking all night.
Yeah, that is fucking all night.
You pass out in a fucking lazy boy for an hour and wake up and go, oh shit, let me get back
to
drinking.
What's the most fucking you've done in one day?
Fucking?
Yeah.
Are we talking time wise or just
how many times you hit it?
I mean, dude, when you're 16, you can fuck like a rabbit.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
I was talking about this on my other podcast. Like, you forget the power of the 20-year-old dick.
I was saying,
the 20-year-old dick is fucking so mighty.
I got 2 cannonballs loaded in on the ship. And if I fire both of those off within, like, 12 hours, like, we got to do some fucking real creative shit to get another cannonball firing off this fucking
also, your brain is, like, way more malleable when you're young. Like, when you're young, you can think about other shit while you're doing it. You're like, oh, you're fucking, and you're like, oh, I can't wait to fucking... So I can fix my car later or some shit.
Why do you fuck like you're a puppet in Cirque du Soleil?
He fucks like a guy rolling a wheelchair.
Because I'm usually fucking a marionette of some sort.
I gotta wheel out of here before this chick wants to fuck again.
Hold on. What is Aaron Cater doing there?
Ari's got plants in his room. Hey man, it fucking.
What
hey man,
just happened
did
there?
Your Craigslist date just fucking.
So weird.
At 8:35, here's your lines. Come on through, man.
Hey man, we got to make sure you're off book, man. I got to make sure everybody knows Wizardland doesn't fuck around with the gags.
So Ari's having gay sex with Arabs. That's what I got from that.
That was good. Hey man, he's really unifying everything.
He's Indian.
Ah,
here it is beautiful.
Yeah, apparently he's beautiful. He just kissed you on the face. Yeah, give him a little more. Give him a little more sugar.
Look at that.
Give him a little more sugar.
Was that your coke dealer?
No, he's.
They don't get uptight about that stuff in the UK.
What do you mean, butt fucking each other? They don't get uptight about that.
More relaxed.
Ari's so bad at gay sex that his roommate's name is Aziz. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got a laugh from the other guy.
Ari. Nice, bro. That's from
Dude, you're
that's,
killing the room.
That's from America to Wizardland. Anyways, Ari, so I'm walking. So I wake up at my buddy's house, and I'm walking back to my place. This is when I lived behind the Fonda. This is a long time ago. So I'm walking by 24-hour kitchen. No, kitchen.
Kitchen 24, yeah.
Kitchen 24, the one on Cahuenga.
Yeah.
Walking by there, and I'm like, that's the first time I caught like a glimpse of myself in the window. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No one's around.
That street is either super packed or super empty.
Yep. But it was like kind of empty. It's like Tuesday at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm looking at myself in the reflection, and I'm like, oh, God, you look like shit, man. We got to get our shit together. And I'm like looking up my nose. I got a little bit of coke in my nose, so I'm doing that. And when I look through my reflection at the first table, two hot chicks and Jennifer Love Hewitt staring at me like, I mean, dude, if that window wasn't there, they could have slapped me. It was like that close. And they're the only bitches in the restaurant. And as I look through, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm like, God, there's like three hot chicks. Oh, my God. It's like my dream girl from like 20 years. The girl I've wanted the most, Jennifer Love Hewitt, I was like in college. The one time I see her, I'm picking coke out of my nose after waking up in a car.
So fucking funny, dude.
Classy. Classy tea.
So did you talk to her?
Yeah.
Did you say, hey, where'd you get that coke? Can we do some?
I'm not a scumbag. I did finger her with my dick, though.
The old dick finger.
So UFC 202. Thoughts, everybody.
Let's just straight to the Diaz McGregor fight.
All right, let's start there. What a war. What a war. If that was four more rounds, it would have kept going the same way. McGregor would just kept getting gassed.
Can I tell you what's really weird is that entire
Diaz got
fight?
Too.
What?
Diaz got gassed too.
I know.
In the fourth round.
He had more gas in the tank than fucking McGregor did, though.
Well, dude, there's this whole theory that he carried him for the last... I mean, people have thrown out there that he basically carried him for the final two rounds. It was in everybody's best that Diaz carried basically McGregor. Like, it's in everybody's best interest for that.
McGregor
won the fourth. What?
McGregor won the fourth.
Yeah, but there was this whole theory that I'm just throwing out theories. That's all I do. I'm a theory machine. What are you eating, by the way?
I'm going to guess Aziz Ansari's toenails.
Dude, we got a big call coming in here. Should we take it?
Yeah, let's take it. This could be just about anybody. Welcome to the BetTSI Celebrity Hotline. You're on the air with Punch Drunk. Who do we have?
I ain't surprised, motherfuckers.
Oh, Nate Diaz. How are you, buddy? Now, congratulations on a great fight. It didn't go your way. How do you feel about you losing this fight?
I don't fucking think of it as a loss, dog. I fucking won that fight. I mean, everyone in Stockton knows the guy who cuts my fucking hair at Supercuts told me I fucking won it.
Yeah. Now, once again, you've called into this show a lot, and every single time you say that you and your brother are undefeated according to Stockton's rules. But according to Las Vegas rules and pretty much UFC rules, it seems like you guys lost this fight.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. I mean, but you're looking at the fucking CBD vape pen half fucking empty, dog. It's half full.
Now, I noticed you did smoke a vape pen during your press conference.
Lots of controversy.
Such an idiot.
What's going on in your head there?
Did you really?
Fucking Ariel Helwani, dog. He fucking wants to call me out. This guy's a motherfucking narc. What are you working for, the fucking cops? Fucking... I mean, I don't know. The guy fucking called me out. I'm like, I'm fucking smoking that CBD, dog. Fucking trying to live a blessed life and shit.
Yeah. Well, was it a weed vape pen? I mean, was there just like a vape pen? There's just vape pens.
No, he said CBD.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Fucking Ari knows how we get down. Ari, you want to fucking smoke some CBD, dog?
Fuck yeah, 209. Ari, let's throw some THC in that with it.
Ari, does your terrorist boyfriend smoke pot?
Once in a while, he does. Mm-hmm. We got thrown out of a bar for smoking weed.
All right, what was he there? Was that your voodoo doctor trying to fix your blown-out asshole? What's going on with that? Throw some herbs and spices up in there?
By the way, everybody at the store wants you to lose this Raiders bet because everybody wants you to be the one that gets their asshole bleached, Ari.
I got to be honest. We're going to have to pay extra, but I got my asshole bleached because there's lots of, like, mounds and stuff in there.
Mounds of what?
It's very mounds topographic.
Mounds. That's a lot of real estate, dog. Fucking extra acreage and shit.
Hey, all my joys got nuts. Mounds don't.
Yeah, I imagine your mounds have nuts. I just envision your mounds chock full of nuts.
So talk to me about the after party, Nate. What was it like?
It like, Nate?
with all that 13 mil you made in that fight?
It was fucking great, dog. I mean, so my dance moves are fucking compromised and shit from fucking a bad leg, but, I mean, I was trying my best to fucking keep up with some of the line dancing that Nick was organizing and shit.
I respect that. I respect that.
Connie Mack was in the fucking hospital, dog. I mean, I was fucking out with my fucking girlfriend or a monogamous guy. Nick was fucking, had his shirt off. It was a great time, dog.
You have a girlfriend?
Hey, do you think you won that fight? Do you think you won that fight? And if so, what rounds did you win?
I won fucking 1-6, dog.
There was only five rounds. There's only five rounds, Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah, the press conference is six, dog, and I fucking beat him in the talking and shit.
That's so true, dude. So true, man.
So true.
So true.
I'm sick of this guy fucking copying the way I fucking conduct my business and shit and fucking how I train. I mean, do you guys see him trying to fucking ride a bike? He didn't use fucking clips or a fucking helmet like a real fucking biker, but he tried to be fucking the Diaz brothers and shit.
Oh, he did. A lot of people say he's ran. Said he ran. Do you guys think he ran?
Clearly.
Yeah, he ran a lot.
He literally ran.
But did he just run or did he reposition himself? Getting out of trouble, reposition himself? Or do you think he was on his bike?
It's like when you're doing 69 and your fucking nose is too close to that asshole, dog, and you got to fucking reposition. But fucking running is fucking, you run around with your hands on your hips like a pussy and shit.
Such an interesting
I know you don't. I don't reposition.
No, I'm in
no,
it.
No, your nose
I
is there.
I love the smell of butthole.
When you start turning the tide on him in the second round, I was loving it, bro.
Oh, my God. I was dying during the first round. I mean, hands on my knees, bent over, like, I'm like, fuck, man. That second round, pretty much almost lost my voice. Third to the sixth round, I was just an emotional wreck.
Dude, I'm the only one screaming at the press conference.
I can't imagine, just because of my emotional attachment to this fight, I can't imagine being a wife or a husband of one of these female fighters, or that being your dad or mom. Like, being that close, it's got to be just like an out-of-body experience.
Well, as Nate Diaz's girlfriend, I totally know what you mean.
That's so funny how crazy you are.
She just found a way to get her weave snatched. Yeah. There's going to be some bitch out here that's like, I would not fuck with anybody from Stockton.
Nate, you got a girlfriend? You got
does
girlfriend?
She have a chance,
I only date fucking women from Stockton, dog. If you're not 209 born and bred, then you might as well be dead. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, snap.
Right. I get that.
Put on a t-shirt. If you ain't 209 born and bred, you might as well be dead.
Ari Shaffir with a question.
Nate, what do you think about George St. Pierre coming back and the allegations that you guys have been in a long-standing feud? How do you talk about that? What do you have to say about
that? Who?
George Rush St. Pierre.
George St. Pierre.
Dog, I ain't fucking, I don't even know I've heard of this fucking guy. Isn't he a dinosaur TV host and shit?
Yeah, let me just give you a quick reminder. Just from this show alone, he is the guy that you catfished three times, you stole his wife, you locked him in your basement to try to sober him up from his kitty litter addiction, and you also catfished him again and buried him alive in a refrigerator box in the desert. And
he was also the best champion of the weight class you currently fight in.
Yep, he was a
That motherfucker. all right. Yeah, fucking... Man, that guy is fucking... to do what? Until fucking I fight Connie Mack for the third time, dog, I ain't doing shit. I don't need to do shit, dog. I'm a fucking millionaire. I just bought half of Stockton.
Well, you could probably... how much did that cost you?
Fucking $100,000.
Well, that's cool. So you got a lot of money left over from your purse, and now you own half of Stockton. Now,
he went from... Dude, you think about it, man. You looked at some... He was fighting on his tough enough... The Ultimate Fighter contract forever. So, I mean, you're talking like 50 grand, 60 grand.
Did you see that interview with him?
And the go-to, hold on. And this fight, he made $13 million.
As he should.
It's great numbers, but that's a crazy,
I'm looking up how much he's made.
13 is what I'm hearing. He got two, McGregor got three, and that's not including their back-end aspect, so. No,
I worked at fucking Payless Shoes until 2 years ago, dog.
Payless Shoes. You know, I saw a funny interview with you, Nate, where you were kind of talking about what it was like back in the day and being on Tough and winning that and how you tried to get out of it. And you had mentioned that when you got $50,000, you thought you were rich and you went to go buy a brand new Cadillac and they asked you how much money you wanted to spend on your brand new Cadillac, and you said, I don't know, like $8,000 or $9,000. And then they shuffled you over to a Honda Civic that was used.
I got fucking thrown out of there, dude. It was this slick salesman named Maurice and shit, and he fucking was like, get the fuck out of here, dog. You're making fucking tough money, dog. You're not making fucking UFC money, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I gave you that. I just gave you the gold right there.
By the way, this says he only made $2 million for this fight.
No.
That was their payday.
That's the straight payday. That's the pay for the fight. The actual points off the pay-per-view, it's going to get up to about now, 10 million more.
Are you he was making about 150. He made 50, and then some. He made 15,000 for against Josh Thompson. Then he started making 80,000 as of the and 16,000. Man, he was making nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Dog, when I fought Cowboy Cerrone, they made me pay them $5,000.
What a horrible deal.
I don't know what the fuck happened, but I fucking ended up -5 G's, dog.
Yeah,
the fight before McGregor, he won $20,000 to show, $20,000 win bonus, and then so that's $40,000. Then he won $50,000 fight night bonus and $20,000 Reebok sponsorship.
What did he get? I would ask you, Nate, but I'm sure you probably don't remember. Ari, what did he get for his first fight with Connie Mack?
Connie Mack, first night, $620,000.
I was going to guess $700,000.
$500,000 to show, $50,000 fight night of the bonus, $50,000 performance night of the bonus. So, and 20,000 Reebok sponsorship.
Seven.
I gotta correct you, dog. Not all that money's mine. I give 80% of my purses to my brother Nick, dog. He's the man.
Oh yeah. Why do you look up to Nick so much when he keeps getting suspended?
You do love your brother way more than
dog,
just about
my
anything.
Brother's fucking. He's up there with fucking Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, some of the fucking greats of our time.
Is that right? I guess maybe in the Stockton standards, he's like the Mother Teresa of Stockton.
He can do no fucking wrong. By the way, I got a bone to pick with Connie Mack's jiu-jitsu coach and shit, dog.
Why?
Okay, what?
This guy's an American. You're going to go to fucking leprechaun soil and teach this guy how to fucking beat me? If I see you, dog, this guy's last name is fucking Dennis and shit. If I see this motherfucker, I'm going to fucking fight this guy.
Oh, I'd love to see that, dude. I'd love to see you smack him a little bit. Is there any better move than the 209 smack?
Stockton slap.
I think the judges should give that a fucking. It should be a 10-8 round anytime I land a Stockton slap, dog.
You landed quite a bit, dude. You landed it quite a bit.
I love when you slap. There's nothing more like just degrading than when you smack somebody in a fight. Like,
yeah. What's cool about it is that you can do it to women too, and it's legal and shit.
How's that legal?
In 209 it is. In 209.
It's a loophole, dog. You do it in the 209. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You Stockton slap a woman in Stockton. You're cool, homie.
Yeah. You actually have to drive your chick to the 209 to make it.
I got to fill a car full of fucking women in my life and hit to Stockton.
Ray Rice hangs out in Stockton all the time.
The mayor. Dog. There have been plenty of guys who were 10 feet short got charged.
Is it true? Chris Porter brought up a good point. Is it true that Ray Rice is running for mayor of Stockton?
Dog, I don't know if he is, but I mean, it's possible. I mean, our current mayor, did you hear about him? He was looking at titties and shit.
Really? What?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Thank you for clearing up. We don't want to get sued.
Who doesn't look at titties?
Yeah. What's the point of this shit? What's the point of making all this money if I can't look at some titties? You remember when, like, Jerry Jones got in trouble because he's hanging out with those two 20-year-old chicks? He's like, oh, look how old he is. That's the point of getting all this money, is to be able to bang strange for as long as you want.
Sam, they were kids.
They were strippers.
The mayor of Stockton was playing strip poker with children.
They were kids, dog. But
and he was beating their ass.
And they got arrested.
This guy went a little too far, but he's done some good things.
I retract some of my statement.
I don't.
He was just teaching them math skills.
Yeah. Okay. Let's be honest here. A 16-year-old to 209 is a 35-year-old anywhere else.
Absolutely. They've lived that much.
Yeah.
Right? Let's also salute this guy a little bit for being a teacher, because when those kids are in college and they're playing strip poker and they're killing it, they're going to be like, hey, I want to thank Pastor Dave for teaching me how to pull my fun bags out when I'm only holding a 9-7.
You want to hear a funny story, man?
When I got a 9-7 on the river, thanks, Pastor Dave, for letting me get my fun bags out.
Here's a funny story. My dad used to teach special ed class.
Oh, and now the story starts to come together, huh, Ari?
And he got in deep trouble because he taught the kids for math. He taught them poker. And he took off their money.
Of course.
He's not just
of course.
Yeah.
I remember back to the tits thing you were talking about. Remember Miyagi's? Of course, everybody here knows Miyagi's. It was this old, like, kind of Chinese, sushi kind of Chinese restaurant, but they always had good comedy shows at it, kind of by the Comedy Store. And there was this, it was always just a den of drunk chicks, drunk 22-year-old chicks.
Cold
and there was
whores.
This chick with gigantic tits and, like, really low-cut shirt, and it's cut off at the bottom, and there's, like, side boob hanging out. Stevie Wonder could see her tits. She's standing next to me, and I'm kind of looking at her tits, but I'm not talking to her. And she goes, "Hey, my eyes are up here." I go, "Yeah, but your tits are down there." And then she threw a drink in my face.
Fun story.
It was the best line ever. "Hey, my eyes are up here." "Yeah, your tits are down there." I never even looked at her eyes when she said it. I just intentionally kept staring at her gigantic fucking balloon tits.
It's this weird logic of, like, I'm going to show off my tits and get pissed when you stare at my tits.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah. And we just all co-sign on it.
If I had my cock hanging out with a fucking half-full condom dangling off the end of it, and girls would stare at it, and I'm like, "Hey, twat, I'm a human being over here." "Yeah, but you're a human being with a condom on your dick that's hanging out."
Why would you let it hang there? Why would you?
Why wouldn't I?
He's also never
Hey, can I ask fucking Ari a question?
Of course.
In like 8 years.
Hey, how are the fucking people of fucking, where are you? Fucking Loch Nessville?
Yeah, he's in
Wizard Town.
Wizard Land.
Were they rooting for Connie Mack? I mean, what was the fucking vibe over there, dog?
Good question.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. There was a lot of people rooting for Connie Mack.
Where did you watch it? Where were you?
Where did you watch? That must have been
I watched it. This guy, Daniel Sloss, this Scottish comic. There was a bunch of Scottish and London.
He's funny, dog. I like his bit on haggis.
Yeah. So dumb, dude. So stupid. All right, so you watched, you just like a bunch of buddies got together. Were you with Aziz Ansari, your boyfriend?
No, he's not a sports guy. But everybody put the tattoos of Connie Mack in their chest. They all had his tattoos. They got stickers of it.
What?
So I wrote 209 on my chest.
I saw that.
Oh.
Thanks a lot, Ari. It means a lot to me, fucking.
Were you the only American there?
No, Joe DeRosa was there, not understanding sports. He was one of that guy who kept going like, so if he gets him down and then the other guy yells that he's done, is that a tap or do you have to actually tap? And we're like, shut up.
Yeah,
man.
Go outside and smoke.
Is that the guy who has fucking no shoulder blades and shit?
Yeah, that's the one.
Dude,
Joe DeRosa, no shoulder blades.
Was it like 90% rooting for the leprechaun and 10% rooting for the true American and Stockton hero?
Oh, us out here?
Yeah, who the fuck do you think I'm talking
about? Yeah, almost everybody's rooting for Connie Mack, and three of us are rooting for McGregor.
Can I suggest something to you, Ari?
Yeah.
Now that you're in this relationship with a man, if you guys get gay married, take his name, because then your name will be Ari, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Team's on fire.
And we got the name of our episode.
Ari, I'm sorry. So something.
Wait a second. Are you fucking hanging out with that guy? I mean, fuck that guy, dog.
They're fucking.
That's a good point. That's a good
fuck
point.
Fuck that guy. That's
somebody
his point.
Else name. I hear shots. Good point, Nate. Not him at all. But
so
okay.
You know what's really interesting? Is this entire fight was on this entire the
card or had, the
no the just the main fight?
Yeah.
Was on Facebook in its entirety, and it's still there. It hasn't been taken down, which I think is this new ownership going, this was such a good fight, we have to let everybody see it that normally would not see it.
You mean after the case it was on Facebook?
After
it wasn't live.
It was like, it was, no. They took it, whoever it was, edited so the in-between rounds were out,
sure.
But just the fight was,
right.
And it was the entire fight.
I agree with that.
And I watched it again. And I was like, okay, I got watched before it's taken down. And then, like, the next day, it was still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
And then it's still there. And
it's
I'm
on
like,
my page. I posted it. If anybody didn't get a chance to see it, wants to see it, I think you posted it.
Yeah.
Because I posted it off here. So if you go to Sam's Facebook, my Facebook, but it's probably on Punch Chunk's Facebook. If you didn't get a chance to see the Connie Mack and Diaz fight, we've all posted it.
That is a different way of operating.
Fucking new boss, dog. His name's fucking Ari, just like the other guy in the phone. He's like doing new shit and stuff.
I think that's just like this look of like, hey, dude, they come from Hollywood, and it's all about putting stuff out so people get excited about it. And they're like, that was such a great fight. Put it out and let people see who maybe didn't buy the pay-per-view.
It should.
And it was a great fight. Now, people are saying their favorite fight in the last 10 years. Do you agree, guys?
No.
I think it was a great fight.
It was a war.
Five.
I would say in the last 10 years, that's a long time. There's all been a lot of unbelievable fights in the last 10 years.
Number one, Chael Sonnen and Anderson Silva.
No, I disagree with that.
God, dude, it's
hard. You know what? Maybe Lawler versus that guy when he's all bloodied up. That was
Lawler
a
fucking
McDonald.
Yeah, Rory McDonald, Lawler. That was fucking unbelievable. I mean,
my favorite
10 years,
fight?
Maybe 5 years. It's probably the top five in the last 5 years.
My favorite fight, it could be argued all time. Dan Henderson, Shogun Rua, that first fight where they literally were like, okay, he's done. Oh, my God, he came back. Oh, my God, he's done. Oh, my God, he's still alive. You know, like.
Yeah. BJ Penn, first GSP BJ Penn fight.
Matt Hughes.
Yeah, but that was
Matt
over
Hughes.
10 years ago, right?
Was it really?
Yeah, that
That's
had to
make
be
me
like,
feel crazy well, old.
When was Forrest Griffin and what's his name? When
that,
was
that had
first,
to be like, that was 20 years ago, but that was a long time ago.
No, not 20, but yeah.
What about Nick Diaz versus fucking Frank Shamrock, dog?
Diaz Shamrock? But that's over 10 years ago.
It was that good a fight. I think it was really good, but not that level of good. Is because first round went, obviously, and Nate, how are you going to learn? Well, let's get into it in a second. But how are you going to learn to defend the only thing that ever beats you, which is leg kicks, front leg kicks?
Wait, you can defend those?
Just think about it, dude.
Yeah, in hindsight, you probably should have thought about that.
By the way, Forrest Griffin, dog, I'm your new stat guy. That fight was fucking... Stephen Bonner, I'm looking that shit up right now, dog. It's fucking 2005, motherfucker.
That fight was so good. That fight was so good that they got Stephen Bonner in the Hall of Fame.
That's crazy. Stephen Bonner's in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's like having a 200 hitter in baseball in the Hall of Fame. Like, literally,
yeah, because he got hit by a famous pitch.
Fucking go America. I don't know if you saw my press conference. I said USA, dog, because I was sick of these Irish motherfuckers waving their stupid flag and drinking their fucking Guinness in my face.
Dude, I would love to see the next fight if it's just half Irish, half Stockton, and just the fights going on in the middle of that fucking... You put Mexicans up against the white Mexicans...
The Irish are the Mexicans.
Ooh, and then you get Filipinos, and they'd be the Spanish Mexicans.
Get on your tuners,
or the Chinese
head
Asian
over
Mexicans.
To fucking Dublin and let's do this shit.
Would you take the fight in Dublin?
I'll fucking fight in Dublin, dog. And I'd like to thank all the people at Stockton. There was a viewing party at Tony's Pontoon Shop.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, everybody, for fucking headed out there. And thanks to Gil's old man. He was selling churros and shit in the parking lot, working hard all night.
Well, all right, Diaz. We love you, dude. As always, one of the most entertaining calls.
You got anything else to plug?
What do you got coming up in the future?
I got a fucking CBD vape pens, dog. You can buy Nate Diaz customized fucking CBD pens.
You're going to get
and
trouble.
And fucking distressed jean shorts that go past the knee. Keep your eye out for those. And fucking Nick Diaz is the man.
Aren't those capris?
Yeah.
Aren't those denim capris?
Dude, let him
wait,
go.
Wait, who said that, dog?
That was Chris Porter.
Chris Porter.
What, you fucking gonna come at me from fucking Kansas City and shit? Fuck you, motherfucker. You want to fight in the fucking 209?
I don't know where that is. That a place?
That's Stockton.
I'll fucking fight you and the Black Crows and your fucking band. Anybody, dog.
The Black Crows? Why you got to fight the Black Crows?
You're going to fight a bunch of 50-year-old hippies?
Ex-heroin addicts?
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, why not, dog?
Are you going to fight the Golden Girls next?
Oh, shit.
Maybe. If it pays well.
I'll beat Arthur, dog.
He wants a piece of Mark Ford.
All right, Diaz, you're the man. We love you. Thank
love
you,
you buddy. Thanks
in.
For
it's
the entertaining
show
fight.
When you call in.
That was Nate Diaz, everybody.
And Ari's
after
still
a great
with
fight.
Us? Yes!
Yes.
You got the video. Get the video going.
I can't see
you. The video's going. Mad. By the way, this means Ari. From Ari, this means video.
I like it.
What were you saying, Chris, before Diaz was talking over you?
I don't remember.
I thought you were...
Probably not worth it.
Ari, did you, I saw that you tweeted at me you got those new stupid fucking golf pants. Are you wearing them right now?
No.
Oh, yeah, I played golf today. I played golf in Scotland today.
Let's see your pants.
Oh, you want to see
Are you wearing the golf pants?
Yeah, it's Chris, you play golf?
I do.
Yeah, check
look at his stupid pants.
What? I love the accent. You should just film. This so is your reaction. Job for now.
I texted him like 30 minutes ago.
Anytime he says, yeah, you have to film the guy. I will. Never see the pants.
I will. That's a good idea.
And we'll just upload reaction. Heads.
I texted him like 5 minutes ago. Get out your belt for Porter. Get your belt out for Porter. Dude, wait. Ari, your dick's out a little bit.
Can you see that?
Your dick was out a little
bit. Are you a shower or a grower? I think you're a shower.
No.
Oh.
Get hard. Get hard.
That's not limp all the way, is it?
That's pretty limp. Okay. Ari, get hard.
He's
get hard.
A shower then. That's a big limp dick.
Ari, get hard.
I'm a grower.
Aaron, is this not being filmed, right? Okay.
We can
because he's jacking off on camera for the listeners. Fully jacking off.
Let him get hard so we can see if he's a grower or a shower.
I want to talk sports. Stop.
We've seen him jack off in studio, by the way. I gave him lotion.
No. Stop jerking off. I don't. You know, so
he is getting hard.
I've watched so much porn. I'm so desensitized to this. Dude, I don't even give.
I wouldn't give a shit if I
shocked right now. I'm just like, this is horrible.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up on him.
Hang up.
No,
I don't want to watch that.
I want to see him get hard.
No,
so
you guys fight each other later.
We asked a legit question. Are you a grower or are you a shower? All right, I don't believe his answer. Let's find out.
Dude.
You guys, that was a big limp penis.
Dude.
That's so small.
No, I've seen a lot of penises in one
You've
day.
You've seen a lot of limp penises.
She's got a fucking carpool lane in her pussy to handle all the
pussies. That's a good limp.
Listen, so UFC, we thought was good. Do you want to get into some NFL right now?
We can wrap this up because I good on you to Cowboy Cerrone, friend of the show. He's called in. We're all big fans of you. You know, all the fighters that we get to meet and we get to know and ones that participate in this circus of our show. I'm going to tend to be more of a fan of yours. And Cowboy Cerrone was cool enough to call into this show.
He's such an interesting fighter.
What a show he put on, though. I mean, he really, that was a dominant performance, and he's so good at finishing. You know, when he gets that one strike, that head kick, or that sweet right to the fucking chin or something.
Oh, dude, that combo, did you see that?
Once he staggers
pop,
you,
pop, kick.
Once he smells blood in the water,
pop, pop, pop,
Cowboy
kick.
Cerrone is great at finishing with wonderful combinations.
Here's the thing about Cerrone, dude. It's like, he is so great until there's a title on the line, and then he just... So I don't know what the fuck happens, man.
Hey man,
but
it's
a tough sport. And obviously, the guy's champ. That's something. You can't take that out of the equation. But if he had just put together during a title fight, I would love to see him as champion. I'd love to see it. I think it would be great. Now, let's get in real quick before we get in the NFL.
Hold on. We're not done talking about this card, this fight.
What about...
I just want to talk about 203, too.
I want to talk about 203 as well.
Yeah, let's wait a second. By the way, he got total disrespect. They didn't even promo him at all. All they do is promo CM Punk.
Right.
They didn't even mention who he's fighting.
They will after the next one.
Yeah.
They will after the next one.
I hope.
When my boy Mickey Gall fucking beats the fuck out of CM Suck My Dick.
Oh,
and then we're going to see. Then we're going to see who's fucking getting promos and fucking nice little clips of them. I like it this way. I like them being like, oh, lad, CM Punk's great. No one knows about this Mickey Gall guy. He's just a tomato can we're throwing at you.
But
you're going to regret it.
It's a typical UFC move where it's like,
money.
You have a chance to promote somebody and build that brand, and you don't. They did it with Cyborg. They've been letting that chick go underground for the last 4 years. They could have created a division. A division.
For women that pee while they stand up.
Yeah, and they could have done that. And it could have been they could have had another person selling pay-per-views for them. But instead, they didn't want to do it because they wanted to protect their cash cow. Where is she, dude? Where is crazy-ass Ronda Rousey
probably
right now?
Probably eating somewhere. Probably eating a lot.
She's so fat.
She's probably eating a lot.
She's got to be gone just begging fucking Travis Brown to blast inside her.
I saw her at a Baskin-Robbins. She was in front of me at a Baskin-Robbins. And I was kind of in a hurry, which sucked because they go, yes, ma'am, what can I get for you? And she goes, all of it! And they go, what, like one scoop? Oh, I want everything! Give me all of your ice cream! And I'm like, fuck!
You ever see the video people put out of some fat white chick who like walks up to this car and goes, "You got a cigarette?"
That's a great one.
Then fuck you! And I'm runs like, up bitch. Like Ronda Rousey in 5 years.
Dude, there's nothing worse than then. And I know nobody in here other than me is a cigarette smoker.
Do
that's how I could tell.
Call?
Not smoke cigarettes.
That's how I can tell if Sam's out. Is like, you'll be smoking somewhere, and I'm like, what? Oh, he's clearly on drugs. I've seen you smoke like four cigarettes in your life. Every single one of them, you're zonked out of your mind. About.
I've got Jesus.
But we were in, you and I were in with Red Band at the San Jose Improv. San Jose Improv. And remember we did that pot thing? It was you, me, Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
A few of us. And then we went over to some other, like, one of those, like, pot fucking...
By the way, one of my favorite gigs I've ever done.
One of those pot, like, underground... Not, but like an underground pot bar kind of place.
Oh, okay.
But everybody in there, and, you know, I'm going to date myself here because I remember back in the day when I was a kid, you had a guy you would just buy joints or pot
Wasn't
from.
Wasn't everything in black and white back then?
Everything was black and white back then. People used to say ma'am a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, a lot of high-level bicycles with the big wheels.
Yeah. Everyone curled their mustaches laughed like...
The gym was just a lot of anvils.
Anytime your lady talked out of turn, you were just tired of railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, what was she doing out of the kitchen in the first place? That's a big question.
In the kitchen.
And that's such a legit question. So we go to this thing, and it's like, you know you're out of your element when, like, everybody in this thing is, like, 20 years old, and everybody is smoking with blowtorches.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you, fusing your... bong together was like, I know.
Why do you have a crack when lighter dating. On weed?
Hey, man, you want to smoke some bubbles? I don't even know what bubbles are, no. I do not want to smoke things I don't have never heard of.
Dabs are the crackiest way to do weed ever.
I don't want to smoke shit that makes me drool.
It's a problem.
Oh, yeah, and then when people are like, I only do dabs, I'm like, well, I'll see you at an intervention in like 3 years.
Like being... There's too much like accoutrements. It's light it up, man. I don't have to fucking get a torch. You're going to hurt me.
That's like when you go to like a Coke, you're at a party and someone breaks out Coke and you're like, hey man, you don't want to do a bump of Coke? And you're like, nah man, I only fucking slam heroin into my eyeball. And you're like, fuck, you ain't fucking around, bro. Yeah, you don't want a line of Coke. But so we're there and this guy who I don't even know, and I'm there and I'm just smoking cigarettes at this place. We're all hanging out there after this gig. And this guy who don't even know, he's probably 20, comes up to me. And I'm standing by Sam, and he just goes like this. Don't even know the guy. And I'm smoking a cigarette. He goes, hits me on my arm, and he goes, give me one.
No.
And I go, fuck no. I don't even know. A cigarette. But he doesn't say, hey, man, can I bum a cigarette? He just hits me on my arm and says, give me one. I've never even said a word to this guy. So I go, look in my eyes. Never. You see this? I have 19 left. I will never give you one. If my best friend, if the hottest girl in the world that is fucking me says, give me one, I tell her to fuck off and learn some etiquette.
Yeah, manners,
I will
absolutely.
Never give you the rest of this night. And I handed his buddy a cigarette.
Although if I was inside a chick and she said, give me one.
I would assume she meant a spray down.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, did you mean a cigarette? Or
give me one spray down? You assume she would mean give me one spray down?
Yeah.
Wait, women love when you ask if they want a spray down.
Yeah.
They love it. Balloons, roses, and spray down. Those are a few of their favorite things.
Babe, you want me to hose you down a little bit?
Yeah.
Babe.
Or you're like, honey, look what time it is. It's spray down 30.
Spray down 30. You're not as glistening as you once were.
Spray down, dog.
Spray down. Yeah.
You need that ham glaze, don't you, pig?
They love that.
Maybe not the pig.
Babe,
but
pig.
Than that.
Pig, babe.
Babe.
If you got her,
spray down real quick.
If you got a handful of her hair, you can spray down. Pig.
Do you need that spray down, babe?
Yep. You want to eat? You want out of your cage?
Come in your face, babe.
Spray it down, babe.
Yeah, that's very like a hot dog vendor at a
stadium.
Come
in your face, babe.
Come in your face. Come in your face. Spray down, Tip. Spray down. Come on your face. Pull one on your stomach.
And let's get the female perspective.
I think it's cute and romantic.
Shut up.
That two things. That's why you're on the show, and Ari's right. Shut up.
Hey, babe.
What do you guys think about the Rumble Johnson Teixeira fight? I mean, a quick,
we're
going to
see
him
fight Cormier again. I mean, I don't see
how. That's what happens.
Well, hopefully he works on his takedown defense, and this time when he cracks him, he can finish it.
I think Rumble wins that fight. What do you guys think?
I think it could be the only guy that beats Cormier is John Jones. I mean, it's definitely possible.
I think Rumble wins that fight.
Why did it go to decision last time? What would be different this time?
What would be different than on the Diaz fight this time? I mean, you fight somebody, you get a chance to see what they got, and you get a chance to understand.
You think he'll
knock out Cormier? I think Cormier did a lot of running that last time, and I think that towards the end of that fight, he had Cormier hurt. I think Cormier fought that fight safe because he knew he had that John Jones payday coming. And now that he doesn't,
safe,
I think, He does always fight safe, and I agree with that. But I think that Rumble Johnson's going to come at this a little more aggressively. And I think that Cormier's only chance
Cormier
is to
fight safe. I just don't think he's a knockout finisher.
He's a wrestler. I think that he's just a wrestler. He doesn't fight safe. He just lays on. Like, he couldn't beat her.
He does that GSP
thing. He was coming up in weight and couldn't fucking train. Couldn't move around. He couldn't finish him.
So what if he's
not how he fights?
Again.
He fights to
be the same
slow
fight.
People down.
Yeah. Yep. Then it would be boring.
But I think it's the same thing as that you say with this Diaz fight. You're like, well, what if Diaz gets his back, or they go on the ground, he's going to beat him. But I think that we've seen, with Connie Mack, as he's known on this show, he trained really hard, and it was obvious at his takedown defense. I mean, I was very impressed. I mean, he obviously trained for 3 months if I get taken down in this fight, I'm going to lose.
Say whatever you want about Connie Mack. The guy is not only a great MMA fighter, he's a student of the game, and he works his ass off. I love Nick and Nate Diaz. I think they're fucking great. I wish one of them would get a championship. I think the world's a better place. But Connie Mack is a fucking hard-working motherfucker, man.
Sure.
He's a guy that talked his way into a lot of great fights. But, yeah, he fucking delivers every time. Yep. Like, they hate Connie Mack and they say, oh, he's on his bike and all that stuff. He did what he had to do to win. You're not out there getting punched in the face, dude.
I mean, both of these guys after that fight.
He was going for it, at least. He was going for knockouts. He just couldn't do it. He wasn't, like, banging
or anything. There's no reason to
hate
him.
Both these guys after that fight, both of them were, like, in one way or another and in their own, respective dialect. That was a great fight. That motherfucker punches hard. That dude can take a punch. I need a nap. That took a lot out of me.
Yeah.
All due respect to him, both know they got out of a fucking war.
You could have Diaz versus Connie Mack and have that shit talking, or you can have Weidman versus Rockhold, two fucking jocks that can't talk any shit, and they're like, oh, yeah, you think you're tough? I'm gonna knock you out. Yeah, you're tough. I'm way tougher, bro. Whatever, dude. Shut up, dude. That's their fucking pre-hug fight.
A fight in a frat house. One's like a fucking 2 a.m. Burger King fucking a fight on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
White Castle, motherfucker.
Yeah, on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Every city that has a Martin Luther King Boulevard, that never goes through the good part of town.
Did you guys see when Nate Diaz was recording a fight outside of Whole Foods and it was like 14-year-olds and he was commenting? He's like, hit him. Oh, you're a pussy.
I mean, we gotta admit the Diaz brothers are kind of like the real life version of Beavis and Butthead.
I think a little bit of that.
Punch him.
I think they're also kind of like MMA's Kardashian family. You know what I mean?
You're
everything they do,
trash.
They only fuck black guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, they ruin other athletes' careers.
Yeah.
By being involved with them.
Yeah, definitely. At what point are we? Does everybody move on from Kim Kardashian? What point?
Probably.
I moved on a long time ago.
No, but like society, like what point are we still like, oh, look at that mom.
Long ways away.
I made the mistake of, I was good, you search on Instagram, you can hit that little search button, all that shit comes up. I was like, that chick looks familiar. I didn't realize who it was, and it was fucking Kim Kardashian. And now all of it is fucking Kardashian photos on my search thing. And that's never happened. You click on a football player, it's not all football players, but as soon as you click on a Kardashian...
You couldn't even fuck her.
Well, because that's how they make their money. They have to be everywhere.
Dude, it's so disgusting.
And now, dude, I predicted on my last CD, dude, look at fucking Caitlyn Jenner, whatever her name is, fucking Bruce Jenner, dude. He's now banging some black dude. It's just like it's in the fucking... Yeah. There's something in the water they drink at that house that they only slurp black cock. That's
Kool-Aid.
It.
Yeah. They drink too. They're drinking their own Kool-Aid, literally and figuratively.
My theory is, and everybody thinks I'm crazy... Oh, yeah, I want to talk about all the shit I've predicted that's come true. My theory is that Hollywood's ran on black dick. It's just my theory. Hollywood runs on black dick. What?
Then why weren't they nominated for any Academy Awards?
Well, because the people nominating that, they're nominating themselves. But if you look at, like, when they talk diversity, what are they talking about? Black guys. It's always black guys. Every commercial, when it's interracial dating, what is it? White chick, black guy. Because this town runs, all the casting directors, every meeting I take, they're either white chicks or gay guys. That's all I take. And then, on top of that, what's 70% of the buying power? Women. What's the biggest percentage of those women? White women. Women is the biggest demographic in the United States. There's more white women than any other group of people. It's just they are. And everything caters to them. And what do they love? What do gay guys?
Spending their guys' money.
Spend their guys' money on what? Black dick.
Yeah.
Bam! Drop the mic. Go the fuck home. You'll watch it. Just think about it and watch it. Everything's diversity. It's all.
Who's the black guy that's banging Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
Google it.
I didn't know about this at all.
Look it up. Google it.
Yeah, I didn't think he was gay. I thought he just wanted to be a girl and bang
girls. If you take enough hormones, dude, you're going to want to fucking suck a dick.
Getting thirsty.
Probably. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's one of the side effects.
Your tonsils need
Does it say it on the the bottle? Like side effects, drowsiness, and dick sucking?
Black dick.
Yeah. Black dick.
May cause your tonsils to need a spray down.
If you wake up with a dick in your mouth, contact your physician.
Yeah. If you have a dick in your mouth for over 4 hours, see a physician.
That totally makes sense, though.
That can't be real.
I don't know about the black dick part, but the white women part. Like, I think that's why music's so fucking terrible now.
Yeah, everything caters to women.
And it's also. Because especially older white women, they want to be like their nieces.
Yeah.
And so they listen to the terrible music that their niece listens to because it makes them feel
they
like
still
they're
have
cool.
They stuff animals in their fucking... You're 40, bitch!
They're like, I love Bieber. It's like, no, you don't. You just love feeling like you're 14 because you're old and haggard and you didn't get what you wanted in life.
By the way, I'm old and haggard. I'm totally that.
We all are old and haggard, but we're listening to Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not listening to fucking Selena Gomez trying to think that we're fucking 17 again.
Right.
Who did I see? Oh, this chick I knew who became a porn star, and apparently she stopped being a porn star. That was a quick career. She's like, on my way to One Direction. I'm like, you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
You're going the wrong direction.
Yeah. Why are you going to fucking One Direction?
Trying to keep your period for another 3 years.
Chicks are fucking... Dude, anybody go to Guns N' Roses?
No,
I went there. Great show. No white chicks. That just it's white old and if they are, they're all well into their
40s. What do you mean no white chicks?
Well, because who's listening to Guns N' Roses back then?
White chicks, there's no white girls
listen to metal anymore.
Oh, you mean all the white? What you mean is all the white chicks that were there are 50.
Yes.
Well, and all the white
40, 35.
And also
15 to it was so long ago. They were 15 to 30 when then. So
but
now
even
it's like,
when you go to any metal concert, dude. Then let me ask you, how come there's fucking 20-year-old white guys there?
Wait, are you saying it's all black?
I'm saying it's all, any of the young chicks there were Latinas. White women in their 20s and early 30s aren't in the metal anymore.
Well, it's because they are into whatever's pop. They're not into music like we're into music. Like, they didn't get into Guns N' Roses and they go, well, this is awesome. I got to fucking see everything that's like Guns N' Roses. They're just like, this is what's popular now and I think it's great. And
they
then as
like
soon
DJ.
As it went
also,
away.
Because white women in their 20s, they can't afford a ticket to still go see Guns N' Roses.
Dude, white women in their 20s.
Now they can afford
it. They
white
can.
Women in their 20s don't need money.
It's called getting your clam hammered.
Yeah. It's like, do white women in their 20s buy drinks? Fuck no, they don't.
They don't buy anything.
Dude, my sister came home one night and was like, oh, I spent so much money at the bar last night. And my mother was like, the fuck are you paying for drinks for?
Really?
Like, why are you doing that? Yeah, she's like, you flirt with a dude, he buys you a drink, and you fucking walk away. Like, what's wrong with you?
What?
I think this Bill Cosby culture has scared all these women away from drinking drinks. Now, granted, if I buy you a drink, you're probably going to wake up in a trunk. But I blame Cosby for that.
Yeah. They weren't hip to it before. That's the problem.
It's like, oh, well, what a crazy night.
They're not even surprised when they wake up. They're like, fucking this again.
I woke up in a trunk, reeking of duct tape.
Yeah. Do you know how much duct tape it takes to actually smell like duct tape?
Yeah, that's a lot.
A lot.
So, just a little bit over the amount of duct tape it takes to shut up a fucking cunt.
Unless you're doing gackers of it.
Of duct tape?
Yeah.
What, do you dry it out and just chop it up?
Chop it up.
Man, that's got to make it stuffy.
Yeah, really stuffy. Yeah.
Real quick, I just wanted to say a couple things that I have predicted.
Oh, real quick, before you're real quick. Somebody put up a great point, and if anybody, now I would say save it for the weekend, but somebody brought up a great drinking game from Punch Drunk. Every time Sam says real quick, you have to drink a shot.
Holy
somebody
shit.
Somebody said that on Twitter. And
that's
like,
a way to put people
real
in.
Quick? Just let me do this real quick. Okay?
Ooh,
that'd be like 1,000%.
You remember after the first Conor McGregor fight, and everyone's like, he's done.
Diaz McGregor?
Diaz McGregor. Uh-huh. Where I go, he's not done. It's all about wars, and everybody shit on me and told me I was fucking retarded, that his fucking hype train's done, and it's over. And what just happened here? He got paid more than he's ever been paid for a fight, and now the hype is a third fucking fight. I said it on this podcast.
Diaz or Connor?
Connor. It's not about your record. It's about the wars
UFC
you've been in.
UFC never will be. UFC never will be. I was trying to explain that. That's a great point.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying that... that it's not about your record, and then I was talking to Dave Taylor. He's like, "Well, now there has to be a third fight." I go, "No, there doesn't. There's other bit to you, the novice, non-fan." You go, "Well, they fought twice. They got to fight again. It's meaningless at 170. He's got.
They'll
he's
do
creating
it at 155, but there will be creating, a trilogy.
Not first. Dana already said there's two more fights.
Won't be right now, but there will be a trilogy.
And that's my argument with you. I'm like, dude, all of you guys that bought onto this Ronda Rousey thing, all of you guys that bought into this Conor McGregor thing,
not this
Dave Taylor, all these novice Justin Martindales, all these people that aren't fans of the sport.
I just like how you're calling out people that no one really knows, like this motherfucker and this.
Dave Taylor's been on the show.
Dave Taylor's been on the show a bunch, but you know, and he's like saying, and I go, dude, you're not a fan of the sport. You just know when everybody's talking about it, when it trickles down to like, oh, Rousey's fighting. I better get interested.
Yes.
No one's going to be undefeated in this sport. No one's going to be the LeBron James or Michael Jordan.
Yep.
There'll be different people who are the best for a year or two.
Right.
But no one. So I'm a fan. I don't want to see a third fight right away.
Right.
I don't want these two to fight every 6 months.
But there will be a fan.
Sure.
There will be a third one.
Sure.
And it will be about wars.
Couple
and that
years.
Will define him more than his final fucking record. That these Diaz war and maybe any other war he has will define him, which is what I got mocked for. The other thing I got mocked for, well, I think it didn't get mocked for, but I predicted, and nobody really said anything, but I just want to gloat a little bit, was that
uncharacteristic for the
show. It's not the Raiders that bring bad fans. It's the city of Los Angeles that is fucking bad fans. Everyone's, we don't want the Raiders here. They're all scumbags. Look at this. No. This is the second Rams fucking game, and there's already been two fights in the stand. Not just little fights. Huge fucking rumbles, and they're not Raiders fans. They're Los Angeles people.
No, they're Raiders fans.
If they're Raiders fans, that number goes up. That's my point.
Yeah. No way, dude.
Yes.
It's the city, man. It's the city.
Yep.
It's
yep.
not the team.
Sure.
It's the city.
Sure.
No way.
Raiders fans, like that number goes up. I agree with you
but,
on that.
But that's unfair because you're using L.A. and Oakland as your sample. Like, those are two of the worst cities anyway.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's the city. If you even look at the Oakland Raiders last year, you compare them to San Francisco Giants fans versus Oakland Raiders fans. More San Francisco Giants fans got arrested and went to jail than Oakland Raiders. Like, one week it was 38 San Francisco Giants fans.
But the Giants fans have something to root for.
49ers fans, excuse me. 49er fans
went
to jail versus the Oakland Raiders fans.
Oakland Coliseum, the cops have given up. And they go, do whatever you want. We don't have shit. But in San Francisco, when the white people are, they don't tolerate that shit, and they put an end to it.
Okay, final prediction. Here's my new prediction.
Yeah.
ESPN will do a deal with the UFC. You will see the UFC and ESPN.
Well, they already have a deal with Fox, so when that runs out, then it's just going to be a bidding war.
Next year. I think you're going to see ESPN get in on it. That's
And lose all the pay-per-view money?
No, they'll always have fights on TV, and then the big fights will be on the paper.
So it'll be like with the old WWF where you have like the Monday Night Raw or whatever, and then you have the big. Yeah, I could
UFC
definitely see that.
UFC definitely steals their model of how they operate from the WWF.
Yeah.
And now there's a boxing premier, a boxing organization is trying to be the UFC of boxing, which is Premier Boxing Championships, the PBC. And it's really good boxing matches.
Yeah, but I don't think you'll ever see that just because boxing's such a, for lack of a better term, technical sport. Like, it's very, you know, you're just using your fist.
If you force guys that people want to see fight each other, it's huge. They actually get way bigger numbers than UFC fans. I think that's going to change eventually, as a UFC, which is why I think they put that video out for free and let everybody watch it that might not be UFC fans who's like, oh, fuck that. No one won't pay that. And then they see these fights like, wow, that's a good fucking fight.
But other than Mayweather Pacquiao, who are some other big name boxers?
GGG versus Alvarez. Everybody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Versus Canelo Alvarez. Yeah, that's a big fight. And that's why this Premier Boxing is getting bigger, is because it's showing you these great young fighters.
I think one of the good things that the UFC did was, I think that reality show really helped them, was just because you get to know these fighters.
Do you know they paid for that? That the UFC paid for that show?
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That Spike didn't put a dollar into that. They just gave them the airspace. me see if this works. Yes, we have Ari. Some callers. Let's take some callers.
Hey, Sam, way to go.
Yeah, we nailed it.
You there?
Hickory dickory dock. Ari was sucking his E's on Sari's cock.
Hey, Dice Clay is back on the show again.
Andrew Dice Clay is here, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Now, Dice, you haven't called in a while, and maybe I'm forgetting things or maybe not, but isn't there some sort of story where Ari was rifling through your affairs and you...
No, there was... Stop it. Come on.
And you interrupted...
It's funny you bring that up because I was looking at my desk the other day and I still saw Ari's fingerprints all over it.
Wow, that's a decade later, Ari's fingerprints...
You've moved twice since then, Dice. I don't think that's true.
You think the fingerprints of the wife, Ari? I'm leaving this reminder not to trust you.
Even the movers didn't touch it?
You're banned, Ari.
The movers wear gloves. You know what I do, Ari. Everyone around me wears gloves like I do.
Ugh, you're trash, Dice. You're fucking trash.
You just call me trash?
Yeah, I am. You're garbage.
I got a show on Showtime. What are you doing?
It's canceled.
You guess who the female lead was?
Tell
him. Leggero.
Yeah, in your face, Ari. Checkmate. I don't know what game that is. But
hey, Dice. Dice, what did you do to Ari's ex-girlfriend, Natasha, on your show? Maybe there's something that happened, like, in a trailer. I don't know.
I put on glasses, and I pretended I was Ari, and I cried about her, and then I fucked her as myself.
Oh! Wow. So you put glasses on, and you go, hey, I'm Ari, and then you started crying and saying you missed her, and then you took the glasses off, and you're like, surprise, it's me, Dice Clay, and then you banged her?
Yeah, classic Superman, from a loser to whatever the hero.
A hero, zero to a hero. Ari, did they cancel Dice's show?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking out of your hemorrhoid-ridden asshole, Ari.
Just shit together, Ari.
What do you think about that? I got a nice, clean asshole.
I don't really care. That's nice for you. I'm happy for you.
Ari, yeah. What are you eating?
Hemorrhoid
cream?
This guy's a professional. He's eating on the air like I'm not even talking over here.
You suck. You fucking suck, man.
Whoa.
All you do is ride me.
Sounds like someone's going to get a hammer to the face.
This guy's going to say I suck. What gigs have you done, Ari? You done Madison Square Garden yet?
I've not. I've been there a few times, but no, I've never
played. You're doing fucking Ronnie's Kilt Shop over in Edinburgh.
No, that's where Tebow's going to be.
Ronnie's Kilt Shop? No, I wish. Not ready for those.
Supposed to showcase there next week?
If I better fucking talk to my fucking manager then. Hey,
I got a hammer in my hand right now because Sophia is driving me crazy.
Fuck you!
Whoa!
Wow.
Whoa. Ian Wheels can't hold me back, Ari. You're not going to leave next time I see you unless it's on a stretcher or in one of those black limousine cars they put bodies in.
A hearse.
A hearse, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey, Dice.
Yeah, that's the word. Hey, I don't even. I'm all potted up, Ari.
You're a fucking idiot. Nothing to do with your marijuana use. You're a fucking moron. You're uneducated piece of shit. You're dumb. You're dumb.
You don't even know the word for a grapefruit, motherfucker.
Grapefruit, I know it. Grapefruit.
You just knew it because I said it. You call it the big orange, you fucking dummy.
You're a moron, and you have terrible class.
Hang on.
You have no sense of style. You wear cut-off
shoes. Terrible class? You got pants from my bed for right going through my pants. You like school on Christmas, Shafir. You got no class.
I like this.
You're a fucking Jew, Silverstein.
You're a Jew, too. I like
I've never denied I'm a Jew. I led you on for Rosh Hashanah. You had the arugula.
Yeah, I led the services. I led the services because you didn't know shit about it.
I dare you. I was wearing a leather yarmulke and I fucking sang those songs like I believed in it.
Oh, really? Let me ask you a question. Why is that night different than every other night? Fucking moron.
I like
you were crying on your season pass over because it feels good. Now, don't even start with me, Ari. I'm the Jew of Jews.
I like how he says, Ari, you don't even know the word for grapefruit. And then Ari goes, yeah, I do. It's grapefruit. You just said it. And he says, you call it a giant orange.
My favorite.
Ari once said to me, give me the giant orange. And I looked at this guy and I said, I may not be the brightest guy in town, but this
enough
guy
sad.
Doesn't have a grapefruit.
Enough sad, because you're not. You're not even close to the brightest in your fucking room right now, and you're the only one there.
Hey, Dice, is Wheels?
Wheels is here.
Let's talk to Wheels for a second if he's there.
That's how fucking dumb you are. You're dumber than Wheels.
Wheels, the voice. voice of reason.
Let's talk to Wheels. Hey, Will.
Yeah. I mean, he's in a crazy mood today. Don't bother. Don't be affected by this. He still loves you.
Wheels, how's everything going with you? You usually have some pretty big, exciting news. Last time
pretty
we talked
good. I just made $13 million. I bet on the Conor McGregor fight. Bet CSI.
Really?
I don't believe it. That's true. You made $13 million on the
McGregor fight?
You made as much on the McGregor fight as McGregor?
Yeah. I just bought a tour bus.
You just bought a tour bus. And
this is a daily driver.
But it was an even betting line, so you had to put down $13 million to win $13
million. Whoa! Mic drop! Fight Danny!
Yeah, I like to bet big and win big. Okay.
So what if you would have lost that fight? There's no way you have $13 million to cover that, Wheels.
I mean, you know, I borrowed some money from a friend of mine, Emeril Lagasse.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of, Jesus. That's a lot of cannolis you'd have to sell to cover a $13 million bet.
Bam!
You know, just like, you know, three dozen.
Wow, that's
he doesn't what?
Cannolis for $13 million.
It's inflation.
Inflation.
Hey, Wheels, does anyone love you?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think some people love me.
Name two.
My wife, Roxy, the Comedy Store comedian who ate my ass.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was the good times. That was a good
Mitzi
time.
Mitzi Shore. Andrew Dice Clay.
Do you ever have sex with
Mitzi? Put Dice back on the phone. Put Dice back on the phone. I'm going to verify this real quick.
Give me the phone, Will. Ollie, I'm still on fire about what you said. You don't know grapefruit. Admit it.
Yeah, I know. Put Dice. In the meantime, let's put our zippers aside for just for 2 minutes. Will said you love him. Is that true?
Will said I love him? Oh, my God. The guy thinks I love him. I hate Wills.
But you're always with him.
As a prank.
Why are you always with him, Dice, if you hate him so much?
Dice, you were in the
Andre. That's what's funny about it. He thinks I love him, but I hate him.
Dice, you were in the Entourage movie wearing a Wheels Parisi t-shirt in the Entourage movie.
As a bit.
Was he really?
Yes. In the Entourage movie, he's like.
You as a bit. You wear a French shirt on a movie. You're like, isn't this unbelievable? It's ridiculous.
In the Entourage movie, Dice Clay walks into a party and he's wearing a Andrew Dice Clay Wheels Parisi podcast t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, this guy, I'm going to promote you.
And Wheels thought he was going to be rich off it, and I knew it was going nowhere. It's unbelievable what I do to the guy.
You really hook him in, Dice. You really hook him in.
Hey, Ollie, what's the word for the, you know, the fruits that come on the stems? They feed them to kings and queens.
What?
You don't even know. It's grapes, you dumb fuck.
Grapes. Grapes, you fucking idiot, Ari. Grapes. It comes on stems. They feed it to kings and queens. You're so fucking stupid, Ari. I'm sorry, Dice.
Ari doesn't know fruits because he is a fruit. That was a gay joke.
Yep. My drop!
Okay, if I was a fruit, wouldn't I know one? By the law of takes one to know one.
Okay, touche. I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
What kind of Indian fruits
well
are there?
Quite well taken.
Thank you.
Now that you're dating
even
an Indian.
Even the sun shines on a hemorrhoid-ridden ass every now and then, and no one wants to see it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Ollie looks like the baboon at the zoo that no one wants to talk to.
Ha-ha! So...
Who would want to talk to anybody?
Dice, did you just call into Ari and his fruit knowledge?
Yeah, I want to talk sports. You guys know I love sports.
You really do. What's your favorite?
I love the Olympics.
What do you love about the Olympics?
Yeah, what do you love
about
the Olympics?
Did you see that rock stock and smoking barrel guy?
No.
Who? The guy who did the thing to the gas station?
Oh, Ryan Lockheed?
Oh, yeah.
He got crazy over there. It was like, Ollie, right to throw my affairs. Guess what? He's banned from Rio.
Oh, he really is.
Yeah, he is banned from
Rio.
Dude,
he lost a lot of... He lost four or five sponsors, too. Dropped them.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting with me. I don't know if you guys seen me. I'm in good shape lately.
Sometimes when you're drunk and you're young... And you do dumb things.
He's not that young,
for
dude.
Somebody,
he's not that young.
Have you heard this guy talk? He's 16.
No, young and dumb are two different things.
He's 16.
He's young. He's dumb. Yeah. He's not young. He's like 31.
Yeah.
He's dumb.
Ryan Lockett.
Ryan Lockett.
He also ran. He'll always be Michael Phelps' like backup.
Yeah. That dude is full spectral.
Yeah. It's like
have you ever heard him talk? Dude. They asked him, they go, hey, what is your favorite thing about swimming in the Olympics, and he goes, I like the racing.
Yeah.
What?
You're like, that's your favorite thing about swimming? The racing?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean,
this
what do you expect?
This guy's a white guy who has a grill in his mouth. Why are we thinking that he makes good decisions?
He doesn't.
I agree.
That is serious oxygen deprivation.
Well, and some chick is begging to have his baby. That
guy not just one.
Millions. Millions. His ball bag is beating some lady.
Millions of chicks are wanting to have a half-tard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A swimming half-tard. A tadpole. I want a tadpole.
Why does he keep just sticking his finger in the light socket? Oh, he's half Ryan Lochte.
Oh, that's Lochte's kid. Ah, Dice.
Yeah. Well, he's doing a lot better than his father.
All right, Dice, we got a jam, man. We love you, dude. You're the best.
Hey, Ari, fuck you.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Good counterpoint, Dice.
Do we want to take this call?
Yeah, let's take it because I'm trying to talk him into taking a bag of bets. Ladies and gentlemen, join the celebrity hotline. I believe this is Josh Martin, door guy at the Comedy Store, and a guy
really
who just opened up for Rogan.
And a cum face wiper, huh?
The guy who had to wipe his face with our cum, Josh Martin.
And it's this time of the year where I tried to make a bet with Sam Shipley again.
Wow.
Wait, I want to know the cum face wiping thing.
Yeah, he bet us last year that Sam's fantasy team in the Comedy Store League,
yes,
would finish dead last.
Okay.
If he finishes anything other than dead last, Josh would draw out of our dreaded bag of bets. So he pulled out of the bag of bets.
And then you guys cheated the bag of bets.
Yeah, let's fast forward. We're running out of time here. I don't want to talk about cheating or not cheating. But the bet was that he lost. All three of us jerked off on a towel. At the same time,
or did you just separately?
Well, I was in Chicago at the time, and Sam was here, and Ari was out of town.
They're mailing this jizz rag.
So I jerked off on a washcloth and then mailed it to the Comedy Store from Chicago. And these guys both jerked off on it.
Attention Adam, right?
Attention Adam. And I wrote, do not eat. I wrote, do not eat.
Oh.
So Sam gets it. He just pops off a quick one in the Comedy Store and leaves it there for Ari.
Dude, that is that is some concentration if you can jerk off in the Comedy Store. Like, it'd be one thing.
I've busted so many nuts in that Comedy Store.
I've come in that place.
Well, it'd be one thing.
You've never fucked at the Comedy Store?
I have never fucked at the Comedy
Wow!
Store. But fucking at the Comedy Store.
My nanny's fucked at the Comedy Store.
It's true.
But fucking and jerking off is completely different. If I had a naked chick in front of me.
It is weird.
Yeah, I could fuck just about anywhere. But to just your own imagination in that room with all those smells.
It was during the day.
Former memories that you have from in the same room.
Like getting your dick sucked in the belly room while everybody's in the manager's office watching it.
Who was that, him or me?
Him.
Okay.
You just made out with her 4 hours later.
I did make out with her.
What, didn't Ari come right before I wiped it on my face?
Yeah.
Not right before. Like, right before
his own show. Josh, you're not helping your own
guy. Yeah, I was going to say, why would you bring that up?
Brandon Desi's fucking lawyer?
Didn't Ari just come right before I wiped my face with it? Please say yes.
The funniest part of that
Please
is when you
yes.
dipped it in the water, it just got white.
No.
The water got white.
Did it really?
Activated. So, Martin, we're running out of time here. What did you call him for?
He wants to
Sam,
do a new
I
bet.
Am drafting for Millhouse in the fantasy main room league.
So he
and I am trying to take his spot or your spot in the league.
No, dude. Yeah, so, take his spot. You're not taking my spot. Okay? You keep trying to avenge this loss. Like, my name is Tony Montana.
You
killed my father.
So
prepared to die. It's
football.
Over. I beat you.
Yeah, but he's better
Pick
than you,
somebody
man.
Else.
He's better than you. You had a 1-to-1 bet. You couldn't do it. So what do you mean? So?
Pick somebody else, Josh. Why do I have to have this conversation with you all the time? Pick somebody else.
You make bets with Ari all the time, and you lose every time.
Because he's on my show. Pick somebody else in the league.
You already made the same bet, Josh. You made the same bet.
You lost. Pick Tebow. See, Tebow wants to go mano-a-mano.
You don't want none of this, Mushmouth.
Oh, shit. Sounds like he's in it to win it. Make a deal with Tebow.
I like picking on you, Sam.
You're not picking on me. You lost.
You sound like you're more of a glutton for punishment than you like picking on someone.
What's the bet that you want to make, Josh?
You know what? We'll talk about it in a few weeks.
Okay, you're done. You're done. Don't call.
How do you call a show and not even have anything prepared?
I
didn't have anything really prepared to say.
I have a bet. What is it? We'll talk about it.
Okay, real quick.
I want to specifically make a bet with Sam, but I don't know what it is, but I just like dead air.
So we could either go in to take some calls, or we could. I wanted to find out your thoughts on that Kill Tony stuff that's going on.
What Kill Tony stuff?
What's happening?
All right, have you heard about this?
No, what's happened?
Basically, these guys in Sirius, Ron, I think it might be Ron and Fez, I'm not sure.
Ron Benetton, Fez quit 2 years ago.
I think just straight up jacked the Kill Tony format.
America doesn't have talent.
Of comics making fun of other comics?
No, where open micers come on due time and the comics give them advice and shit all over them.
America doesn't have talent.
Wait, they took that from Last Comic Standing or they took it from Kill Tony?
Kill Tony.
But they didn't take it from Last Comic Standing.
Oh, so you're saying... Oh, that's interesting. So you're saying that Kill Tony is a ripoff of Last Comic Standing?
No, I'm just wondering who they stole it from.
Or America Doesn't Have Talent.
Yeah, because Last Comic Standing was never really... Like, you did your time and then you just went away. Sometimes they'd have you come out and they'd talk to you a little bit, but it's not nearly like Kill Tony where you just do your time and then three people just rip you apart.
Do you have any experience from Last Comic Standing at all?
Just a little bit.
I remember that
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what, though. They asked me to do that show a long time ago. They've done it a few times. They asked me to do once and it was like... I didn't even make the connection in my head that it was anything like Kill Tony.
So you're saying it's not like Kill Tony?
I don't know. I just didn't even think of it. No part of me was like, ooh, it's like a show I saw.
Oh.
So I don't know.
What, Tony Hinchcliffe isn't on your mind at all times?
Oh, he better be. You better be thinking about me, Jew.
So here's
also,
what...
Also, the idea that anytime somebody wants to be like, I'm the only one who does something, it's like, all right.
Everything's been done.
The Eagles did everything.
So should we take... Real quick, I remember the first time I really learned of you. I knew you were on The Last Comic Standing, but I had never sat down and watched set, and I knew, like, two of the guys you were going up against, two of the four finals. I know, three finals.
Oh, who'd you go up with? Josh Blue, right?
Josh Blue and Ty Barnett.
Ty Barnett.
The race for second. I remember when that happened, it's like, who's going to come in second?
Yeah. We all knew.
It really sucks when you go that, and you're like, it's so obvious. When Liza Schlesinger was on, I go, she's going to win it.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? Because... A chick's never won this thing, and they just want a chick to win.
But it was a lot more of a question.
3 weeks out, everybody already said, oh, no, they've already decided Eliza's going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew after the first finals thing, because, like, when they had announced us, you know, the crowd would go nuts. But when they announced Josh, you thought the fucking rafters were going to come down. Like, it was just, it was a sound I don't think I've ever heard before. Just this roar, because A, he's funny, but B, he's got this inspirational aspect to it.
Yes.
So just fucking everyone loves
him. He's retarded, right?
Cerebral palsy.
Oh, something like that.
Cerebral.
Real quick, but I remember the jokes you did. You did a Jesus joke. I think you did jokes about Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, man, that is the ballsiest shit I've ever seen.
Well, that's when we knew, you know, like you said, it was a race for second. There was, you know, and it's like Top Gun. There are no points for second place.
Yeah.
So it's like, fuck it. Might as well just go out swinging.
Might as well go out. Hey, if I'm not going to win this thing, then I'm definitely going to go to hell.
Yeah, and they Cosby'd the shit out of that joke. They ripped it apart. And in retrospect, we went, like, it was a 2-day conversation. And, like, in retrospect, I should have just.
TV sucks.
Yeah, well, the original joke is, hey, guys, isn't Jesus a pure faggot?
Yeah, that was the gist of it. And I shouldn't have done it. But by the time, after the end of the 2-day conversation, I was like, I'm not doing this just out of spite.
Right. Cool.
And then,
What was the joke? Do you remember?
It was all about, like...
Do you remember the original version and what they finally made
it into? Oh, yeah. Like, the notes were weird. It was, basically, the joke was making fun of people that wouldn't drink the wine at communion because the flu was going around.
Okay.
And I'm like, where's the faith?
Yeah.
Like, fucking...
That's a great joke.
If I had the flu, I'd be fucking Bogarting the wine. Like, fuck you.
I need this Jesus syrup.
They wouldn't let me say blood of Christ. They would let me sing Touching Yourself, Jesus Doesn't Love You When You're Touching Yourself.
Do you think that's because the Jews run Hollywood?
No, I think it's
Jesus.
I think it's just because fucking they're scared. They're just like, they're like, it's really weird when you say blood of Christ, you can't say that.
Yeah, it's so
but
weird.
But you could say holy blood and wine or whatever. It was
so weird.
It that's was so fucked up.
I feel like that's a weird industry to get into, standards and practices.
Tebow, I wanted to teach you about something, too.
Those are the same people that referee recreational softball games.
And also, like, parking ticket people.
Oh, yeah, just people are like, someone's got to keep the rules.
You know who they were in
and
school?
That's me.
They were the people that would raise their hand, I want to be hall monitor.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, did you just volunteer to be a narc?
Yeah.
Now I know who you are, fuckhead.
Hey, guys, real quick, if you can check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/SamTripoli, I'm doing daily rants there. The reason I bring it up, it's really easy, dude.
And for those of you keeping track, that was back-to-back real quicks, so I hope you guys are getting drunk. What are we doing?
I just can't win with this motherfucker. Listen, these dudes keep calling. Should we take calls?
I mean, it's gonna you're gonna go crazy if we don't.
No, you know, I don't need to.
Yeah, do it the right way.
But every time you look in the middle of a sentence, you're like, guys, we're getting a call right now. I mean, I know we're...
I just can't.
In the middle of proposing to you, but...
Can't do anything right. You keep dropping cunts every two words, and I'll keep talking about the fucking phones, and we'll see how it works
out. Yeah, it's called punch junk.
Yeah, okay. All
right. A little cunt. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, okay. I get you.
That's hilarious. He goes, Aaron goes, well, let's talk some baseball.
Yeah, I know when I showed up first and he was like, oh, you got a Royals hat out. Maybe we'll finally talk some baseball.
We got a rock hard thing.
Let's talk baseball.
Oh, yeah. How's KC doing? What's wrong with KC, Porter?
Well, they were... Well, we're 15-5 this month, so we're actually kind of making a run back. Listen.
Oh, why don't you take those fucking stats? Prove your point and get the fuck out of here.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
He's a little upset because his Indian boyfriend just stormed out of the room.
I don't know if he's coming back.
Yeah, see, he's very worried. He stormed out.
He tweeted us.
Thanks for ruining my perfect ambiance.
Man, that asshole smells like curry, huh?
Yeah.
Go on.
So. Listen, you play two World Series. That's the thing. It's a long fucking season.
Right.
And while you're playing the playoffs, all the guys that aren't in the playoffs, they're resting. They're getting better.
Yeah, you know who else is resting? Batters 1 through 8. It's the fucking easiest sport. Shut up. Resting.
Except for pitchers.
I'm not saying it's a hard sport. I'm just saying they're not as rested.
They won 4 more games for the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're an ace pitcher, that's what happened to the Cubs last year.
They played 30 more games than all the other teams last year.
God damn it, with you, Church. You're not even hard, bro. You call that a fucking boner?
Okay, dude.
Take some Cialis before you start fucking putting shit on the internet.
I'm gonna shoot myself.
Let's take this call. Somebody just tweeted at me, what the fuck? Answer. I've called 100 times. I guarantee you that this is going to be...
What do I press?
Nope. We don't want to take calls
today. Well, then hang up on him.
What do I do?
Why do I gotta hang up on him?
So I can see Ari.
Ari jerking off.
Can see his dick if he shows up, but I can see his face now.
Okay.
You want to gaze into his
eyes. So the show's better now.
You want to gaze into his one eye.
It's better for me to look at Ari and talk to him if we're not going to take calls to kill that from the screen. Yes.
Okay. There you go, bud.
When Ari raises his hand and has a question, then I can see it.
The show's going so much better.
I just want to know what your anger about baseball. Like, you just got super angry about baseball. Oh, you love baseball.
No, that's him for everything.
Don't you listen to the show?
He's a Yankee fan.
I listened to it once, and it was confusing.
It was this show.
That's actually the nicest compliment the show's ever gotten.
No. I listened to it. It was like, I was like, man, I can hear a lot of this at the store.
That's exactly what this is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, but, no, I listen to podcasts when I drive to Vegas or to Phoenix and stuff. And fucking, I listen to
The good
to
thing
guys.
About this podcast, because it really is like a conversation at the store, you can leave at any time.
Absolutely. And come back.
And we do.
And you're probably still talking about the same shit.
Yep. Exactly.
You won't miss anything if you don't listen. Like, well, now I won't know what.
No. It's like soap operas. Like, you cannot watch for like a month. And like, the one you watch is like, I think I'm going to die. And a month later, he's still on the table.
Yeah.
Hoping he can make it.
You come back a year later and you're like, wow, they still can't figure the phones out.
Wow.
Ari's still beating off.
And Ari's
really
still showing his dick to everybody.
I haven't missed anything in the last year.
I'm going to come soon. I'm going to come in another week or two.
It's a real big cliffhanger. Will Ari ever finally clear his balls out on this show?
Well, like a cliffhanger.
Oh, somebody put in a good bag of bets.
All right.
And we talked about it before because we talked about it on the thing.
Wait, hold on. Do we put in drink piss?
No.
Yeah, a shot of your own piss is in there.
No, we don't have to.
But it's already in there.
We did it. Sam, you're doing it, right?
No, we don't have to.
But we can. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Drink your own pee is going to be one of them?
Yeah, that's it's already in there.
Like a shot of it? Like a full ounce?
Yeah, 1 ounce shot of your own piss.
Ugh.
Everything double in shot. There is awful. Nothing's
but if it's your own piss, it's not bad.
It's all horrible.
Yeah. Well.
If it's your own piss, it's not bad. But the new one that's in there that's...
What, have you been lost
yourself?
In a desert? What?
I have to drink that piss.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Blow my brains out.
Sam's going to blow his brains out if he has to.
You have to drink your own piss? Sam, you can't get more AIDS if that's what you're worried about.
Okay, well, that makes it much better.
There he is.
I'm all in. Let's drink some pee right now.
Maybe it'll help your AIDS. I mean, there's snake venom and venom antidote.
So yeah.
I'll drink my own piss, no problem.
Maybe that's what Magic Johnson's been doing.
Do it. Do it.
If I think it's full, I'll do it. But I also like the other one that's in there that I think would be great. Winner gives the loser a haircut live on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Which essentially just means you're going to be bald later.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, he has no hair.
Yeah, he shaves his head all the time, so he's fine.
He'll grow it out. Grow it out. But the thing is, like, if I cut your hair, Ari.
How long do you have to have the haircut?
The rest of the day before you can shave it clean. So from
you can, like, shave a dick into his head or whatever.
From 2 o'clock until the sun comes up, you got to rock that haircut.
1 week.
No. One week.
Day. What if you got an audition or
out of here.
You got to do something? I mean, I'm
one
down.
Day. What's
I'm
one down. Day? One day with a bad haircut's nothing.
Yeah, it is. It's still something.
A what weekend. I think a weekend's good because then you don't have to even worry about auditions.
But I'm talking about crazy. Like I want to give you a haircut, Ari, that makes you look like you just broke out of an insane asylum.
What?
Yeah.
That's the one he has.
Yeah, that is the one he has.
What's the one he?
All right, dude. This guy. Okay, I'm not taking.
Take him.
I say a week.
I say day.
A weekend.
Let's compromise. Let's
a weekend.
A month.
Let's split. Right, let's
month.
Split the difference. A year. No,
the rest of your life.
2 days. You have to do it Tuesday on the show and Wednesday.
One day.
And all day Wednesday.
One day a week for a month.
One day a week for a month.
Yeah. What about you? Get a haircut. You get a haircut every 3 weeks from the winner.
So what's up with those Dodgers?
Oh, yes.
Who me?
Anybody.
Oh, I don't know. They've got too much talent. And not enough, you know, when you have that much talent on a team, you're not going to be able to. I mean, I know they're doing all right.
We're winning our division.
They'll make the postseason.
They'll make the postseason. I don't think they'll do anything.
Chemistry matters in baseball. I really don't think it matters in baseball. You're not.
Then look at why not? Look at the Angels. They're fucking stacked, and they can't do shit.
They're not that stacked.
They're not stacked. They have Trout. That's all they really got.
I don't. They've got more than Trout. I'm not real familiar with their lineup, but I know they've got a lot more than Trout.
All right, hey, you've been calling in over and over again. What's up?
Surprise, surprise, motherfuckers. Hey, actually...
It's not a surprise. You've called a million times.
2 hours we've been watching you stalk us.
I think it's a surprise to you that we actually finally took your call.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Thank you. There you go. But I love all you fuckers. And then I need your advice, man. Like, I'm going to be homeless in the next 2 weeks.
Perfect.
Which the team will be... He's used to this.
Yeah.
But,
you mean you're still alive? That's all that matters, bro.
Look, I'm going to be living out of my car, which I have to sell to make ends meet. What is your advice?
Oh. What kind of car is it?
Okay, so this became a very serious
It's a piece of shit old one Corolla.
Well, why do you have to leave your current place?
Why are you getting rid of it?
Why are you going to be homeless? What's going on in your life?
I'm getting kicked out. I'm literally getting evicted.
For what?
Probably can't.
For being a jackass and just...
not paying
fucking
rent.
Up my whole life. It's just, you know.
Okay, so stop. Real quick. All
right.
So you're fucked up your whole life. Why what? Drugs and alcohol?
No.
Mostly alcohol now. Drugs, I've kicked it like 7 years ago.
So you have a problem with drinking?
Well, give and take.
You have a problem with drinking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you can't stop?
Or are you just kind of an asshole?
Yeah, I could, but it just happened to be also other personal problems that I will fuck it. I'm going to air out my laundry.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm just fucking with you.
Personal
shit. Everything came to a head, and I'm gonna be sleeping next to the team. I'm gonna be the big spoon.
All right. Well, listen, man. I mean, I'm trying to help you. I mean, if it's a problem with drugs and alcohol, you can come to some meetings with me, and we could try to get this thing right. You know?
I called like a couple of months ago, and no, I know about that. It wasn't really the alcohol or nothing. I'm just like, they're literally moving out and I have to go find a new place. So what is your advice with, I'm probably going to be sleeping in the car that I'm going to have to sell.
Why do you have to sell? You have no money at all?
Because
No.
Do you
no,
not have
and
a
I, and I need to pay I need to pay the legal fees that I owe.
Okay.
Oh.
Shit, I don't know
what this guy wants.
So you want advice, what to do? Obviously, man,
yes,
you got to
yes.
get fucking straight.
Yeah.
You got to just understand
no, that. Number one, yes.
This is,
yes.
dude, here's, let me just say about life. Life is this, man. This is
why I was saying kill yourself. That's what I,
I
did.
Love that.
He
that,
just
that
said that.
Oh,
that
man. Also been
I don't
want to
give that advice right now.
You don't have to be homeless if you kill yourself.
Well, I'm going to be a little bit more compassionate and not just go for the easy joke on this. Obviously, you're
dude,
calling.
Dude, Sam, killing yourself is never easy. Please
hold on.
Don't
Ari, this is obviously a call for help.
I tried it three times already. It's,
not,
it,
my
it,
style,
it's not.
Dude. Not my style. Here's the thing. You got life is like you go to a restaurant, dude, and the more and more you eat.
Order a box of chocolates.
More and more to eat. Okay. So, more and more you eat, right? The more and more you eat,
yeah.
the bigger and bigger the bill gets, okay?
Yeah.
Eventually, you got to pay your bill, man. You got to pay your bill,
oh, man.
Okay? You this is you paying your bill right now. You got to go through
damn.
This, dude. You got to go through it to get to it. So, you got to clean
fuck.
Your shit up, man. You got to take care of your fucking responsibilities. You're going to go through some
Jesus.
Darkness. You can't be doing dumb shit and not pay a little price. So, what you got to do...
You need more darkness?
Well, dude, you're going to go through it, dude. You fucked off your life.
You,
this is the reality of the situation. Doesn't mean it's going to be your
true.
Permanent fucking situation.
No, I know that.
You just got to pay this bill, dude, and paying that bill is going to maybe be homeless
fuck.
For a couple days.
But another, but also fuck. It's like, it's baby steps. It's like, how do I get, all right, if you got to sell your car, well then, what are you going to do with that money?
Yeah.
And then what?
I love you, Teve.
That's
no,
not Teve, that's
no,
a different guy.
But no, but yeah, no. I have to literally pay off the debt, so I don't own any. So I don't owe anyone, and I'm just like fucking literally homeless.
You're at zero,
no,
dude.
No one that I owe.
You're at zero, which is a great place to be.
Yes,
zero
yes.
is better
oh, yeah.
than in the hole.
Negative.
It took me a long time.
Okay, so you're zero. That's fine.
Yes,
but now we have to take actions. We have to not
yeah.
allow our surroundings to bring us down that we get so depressed that we compound situations. So you have to take actions, dude. You can tweet me on, and we can exchange numbers, and I'll help you fucking out. You got to get right, man. You got to get in a spiritual fucking place where you're fucking
yeah.
moving forward and not taking steps back. The drugs, the alcohol, and all that shit got you where you
yeah.
are right now. You need to get away from that stuff. And you got to go to a fucking...
Okay.
And you got to take little things, man. Every day you got to do little things to be spiritual. Like, you should write a thank you, gratitude list every day about the good things in your life. The fact that you're at zero. You're at zero is a blessing, dude.
I know. It's a huge advantage.
And you can't take a day off, man. It's got to be every day. It's like, how do I... What can you do today... To make it better than yesterday.
Yeah, man. You got to do this.
And also be thankful that you're out of that apartment you can't afford, man. Be thankful
yeah,
that...
kill yourself, too. You can
oh, no,
kill yourself.
No. I just got fired today. That's why I'm calling in.
Okay,
I
so you got fired.
Fucked everything up.
It's probably along the lines of that you of paying off the bill. You probably were fucking off there, man. These are... This is what happens with the energy.
Yeah.
It's physics, dude. The energy you put out is
yeah.
the energy you get back. This
not
is
physics.
Part of paying... The bill, man. And
the
you,
karma, yeah. I
okay.
No, I get that. But also, I don't even know what the fuck I'm going to
well,
do.
Well, you sound
like... I try to be nice. Well, what the fuck, man? Like, everything just closing in.
You sound like a nice guy, dude.
You do sound
but you also
nice
sound
guy.
Like an emotional dude that might let your emotions...
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
You might let your emotions take over...
Shit all over me. Fuck it. Let's
well,
stop.
Hold on. You sound like a dude that you let your emotions take over, like... What you think is right.
Every day.
Yeah, so you can't... You have to let your brain control your heart, man. You can't let your heart let you do this stupid shit that's led you to where you are right now. If you feel
yeah.
something fucked up and you know that it's
yeah.
fucked up, don't act on it, man. Just relax.
You just got to make... You got to take contrary actions, dude. And
yeah.
tweet me. I'll give you my number. You can call me. And we'll try to get through this. But just know, man... You got to go through it to get to it. It's going to get dark before it gets light, and you have to understand that this is just you paying off your debt.
You have to walk the valleys to get to mountains.
Yeah, the funny part about the darkness is it's lasted, like, it has been the last two horrible years of my life.
Yeah, I get it, man.
It sucks, bro. Like, it really.
You know, I was talking today to a friend of mine about how there's this notion that when we grow up, there's this sunshine and these blue skies that go on. Nobody tells kids that's always a fucking... It's just a grind, dude.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as just... It's a fucking grind. Life is a grind. I don't even care who you talk to and how famous and rich they are. They go, man, I'm fucking... I just want to blow my brains out because it's always a fucking grind. That is adulthood, dude.
Yeah. And just because...
Yeah.
And just because it gets better doesn't mean it's going to stay better. When shit gets better, you got to keep working, man.
Here's the thing, dude. You go on a flight, there's always turbulence. But for the most part, the plane lands. You just got to fucking, every day you got to be like, I don't want to be in this situation anymore. What do I got to do to get out of it?
And it's not the world that's getting, you know, you can't let the world get to you. You can't be like, why is this happening to me?
Can I get the Teeb's 2 cents because he's kind of quiet over there? He's kind of my hero.
TV wants your 2 cents.
I'm sorry, man. I wasn't. I had my headphones off for a second. What'd you say? You want to borrow $1,000?
Exactly. No. I'd rather live in my car. No. I love all you guys. Have a great day. Oh shit, we're having.
Wow. If that was a hang up, that was a great hang up. Because now I don't know if this guy's alive or dead. I hope he's alive.
Yeah. Like his car got hit by
something. Oh shit, we're having.
Which
like
is terrible
what?
Because that's where he's living now. Well, we wish you the best, buddy. You can always hit up me and Sam talk anytime.
Ari, I love you. I'm so happy for you. Good luck. We'll see you next. The show's over. It's 2 o'clock. I got a jam.
No, what are you happy for me for?
Because I love you with all my heart.
I'm happy for you, too, Ari.
I'm not happy for you, Ari, at all.
I love you, buddy. We got to go. I'll talk to you soon.
I wish you pain, Ari.
Bye.
I hope you get a boner.
Bye. All right, guys, great show. Chris Porter, thank you for coming on. Check out my YouTube page. Check out Tebow's stuff. Check out chrisporter.com. We love you all. Take care. Great show. Bye.
Suck it.